The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
The quarterback. Two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He gives the ball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about faking. He pretends to fake.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
It's not like you could use a shower. Oh, listen. You can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
Paul Perillo.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.
And Andy. And Andy?
There, girl, you're seeing.
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
Andy Hart.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Eric Scalavino.
I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
For now, anyway.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now,
please. Not yet. PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Wasn't hearing you. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still don't hear you, Fred.
I still don't hear you either.
Well, my mic is on.
It is.
According to the light.
Yeah. I can hear Andy and Eric. I do not hear Fred.
Can't hear me.
That's
right,
strange.
Well, I'll just go.
And we're back. Another PFW Pro.
Okay. A lot happened at
Thursday
Stadium.
Oh, now everything's crackling.
Has that ever happened at the start of a show?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I got you.
That's happened at coming out of breaks, but has that ever happened at the start of a show?
Oh, yeah.
It has?
Yeah.
When he doesn't turn it on?
Yeah.
Not the longest you've ever gone, Fred.
Turn it back on, Fred.
No, but that wasn't me, though.
He's kind of like Norm MacDonald.
No, that wasn't Fred.
You know, the Burt Reynolds
thing? That's right.
All right, anyway.
It's Thursday here at Gillette Stadium.
And it's pouring. We need the rain, though.
Yes.
We really did. It's been like 2 weeks since it rained, so.
And we had that high fire alert or whatever on for a while.
Yeah.
We just got rid of it.
Matter of fact, my dad was telling me yesterday. The mulch in front of his house caught on fire.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
It
was a very small little thing. He didn't even know about it. It just must have smoldered. My guess is someone must have chucked a cigarette or something and landed on the mulch. It's been so dry.
It's dry.
It didn't just combust?
No, yeah. No, I don't think it just spontaneously combusted. I'm pretty sure. Although we can't rule it out. I have no video.
A lot of people hanging out in front of his house smoking cigarettes, are they?
Well, there is a restaurant downstairs.
Are they? I like where he's at. Are they?
There is a bar restaurant downstairs from my house.
That's convenient.
The fact that you are well aware of.
Right. Is this the first time you ever heard?
I did not know that.
It's for sale if you want to buy it.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the phone, is the email address.
508-790.
Liquor license.
That's all. 298-0398.
You'd be good running a restaurant bar.
I could see you.
I'll let you have it for $7.
Why don't you do it?
I would be a good retailer.
You know what?
I think you would have fun with that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
My 50's coming out of your inheritance.
she's been dying to get out of the house, but what are you doing? Yeah.
Why don't you do that? You've been looking for something else. You can call it the fly fish.
I have been?
The fly fish.
The fly fish?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You like fly fishing, or you pretend you do.
So people are going to go in there and...
I don't know. You can serve fish and chips. They can drink. Fly also means cool and happening.
I don't know if that would fly in Everett.
Well, are you going to have bookmaking in the back?
Maybe.
Then it'll fly.
Okay. So what's on the news today? Patriots stocking up on running backs. They picked up another running back off waivers from Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Shavers. That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Well, they have to give camp bodies.
I thought you were talking about Felix Jones.
Felix Jones.
They didn't pick him up.
Well, they're looking at him, but yeah, they haven't picked him up yet.
I'm intrigued by him. In the post-Danny Woodhead era, if you're looking for a second change of pace type back, he's a veteran guy, big play guy,
yeah.
Off injured, but I'd kick the tires. If he doesn't have a better deal, I'd let him come in.
Sure.
I wonder how happy they are with Stephen Ridley right now.
Why would he do?
Just his performance on the field. Nothing he did off of it. I'm just saying.
I wonder if they have some durability concerns.
Yeah.
With Ridley or Green?
Well,
Ridley.
With Ridley. Well, both.
I think
now
maybe
that you bring it up.
There might be stuff we
point.
Don't know about Bolden, too.
I don't think he's
Bolden,
as much
I
of a concern.
Yeah, but it's Bolden, depth. Bolden's an afterthought.
It's depth.
It's depth, sure.
And
but
you need the depth at that position.
But Bolden is good
why
enough.
Why are we so worried about depth all the time?
Bolden
why are we
is
worried
good
about
enough.
Starters?
Well, listen.
See, I kind of agree with Eric on that. But Bolden's good enough to be depth.
No, but there might be some injury. You know, what I'm saying is his status might be.
He also got in trouble last year.
No, right. But what my point is you can find a Bolden anywhere. I'm wondering
you can get depth anywhere.
Like Andy said, you know, with a little bit of intrigue with regard to Felix Jones. You know, are they looking to get a guy with Blunt? Are they looking, you know, to sort of recapture what he did 2 years ago,
yeah.
Be a 5-yard a carry guy and be the guy? I wonder if they're really wondering about Ridley.
I am wondering.
And
that.
I think Andy makes a good point to lump Vereen in there, too. He's the one who's really had durability problems
right.
In his 2 years.
Of course, so has Felix Jones.
Well, that's true, too.
We might actually talk to Vereen today, right?
Oh.
Not that I know of.
I wasn't aware that we were talking to anybody.
Oh.
I think Gerard Mayo might be talking to the media.
But we already knocked that interview out of the
ballpark.
That's
old news for yeah. BFW and Pro. I mean, for you guys. You
maybe
know,
Vereen's
he didn't let me
Tuesday.
Come in that day.
I did hear that Vereen might be coming on the show.
I would be very excited to get Vereen on the show.
Vereen's
I think
a nice
very,
guy. Yeah. He's a good
no,
guy.
But I also, to me, he's an interesting character on this offense. With all the redo at wide receiver and his ability theoretically as a playmaker, I think he's an intriguing guy this offseason and maybe an alternate weapon on the offense. Uncertainty at tight end, uncertainty at receiver. Maybe this is his time to shine.
Okay. Then the other thing is, you know, these reports that about Gronk, he will need a fourth surgery.
And may need a fifth already.
Well, Eric, you're a little confused by the various reports out there and how they're being written.
Well, yeah. I mean, I read, I think, no less than 4 different stories from local media today, and all of them said different things about why the surgery is necessary, it seemed. Some were saying that they need to go in to see if the infection had cleared up. Another one said they had to go in there to see if the plate needed to be replaced, and if the infection isn't cleared up, then they need to replace the plate. And nobody seems to know what they're talking about with regard to this story.
The one I read yesterday was the Herald. I think they were the first on the new wave of these stories.
Yes.
They said the plate is being replaced. If there is still infection in there, then there's going to be other stuff that has to happen. They're going in to replace the plate definitively, test the tissue to see if there's still an infection, and then the decision from there is sort of less clear.
But didn't we know already that they were going to have to take the plate out?
Yes.
Eventually. At some point or another.
Well, yes. We knew that when they said it was causing the infection. They believed the plate was causing the infection.
But
that's what I read anyway.
But wouldn't they need to take... I'm assuming that he wasn't going to spend the rest of his life with a plate in his arm.
Oh, I wasn't assuming that. I was assuming that he was.
Oh, I wasn't. I was not. I was assuming that eventually the bone would heal and they could take the plate out. So
why
I was
Paul shaking his head at me.
I'm shaking my head at both of you guys.
Well, I'm just trying to make
not
sense.
Because you, not because you did anything wrong, but just if you just listen and you're not talking, it's hilarious.
That's why we're popular.
Oh, I wasn't assuming that. Oh, I was assuming that. Oh,
well.
I mean,
I thought it was supposed to stay in, even the first one before it broke
forever.
Again. Yeah, like Tyrone Wheatley and stuff.
Well,
stuff stays in.
I didn't. I just assumed they put the plate in so that. To help it graft, help the bone heal, and then when it's healed, you take the plate out. There's no need for a plate.
Well, why need to have the surgery to take it out?
Well, it's like screws. You know,
eventually you
take
them
screws out.
Not all of them.
No, not all.
No,
of them,
but I just assumed that he wouldn't need to have a plate in his arm.
Like I had a screw in my knee that was intended to stay forever. Then it started to have problems, so they took it out.
And now what?
Rusty.
I don't know what I have now. A lump.
Well, so anyway, that's where the confusion. No one is definitively saying whether or not he needs to have a plate.
Why I laugh.
The only fact we really know is that
he's not okay, like you said.
They are going to have They are going to have to go in there again, and we knew that.
Well, we don't know anything.
But
right, and the reason I think Eric is confused.
I think an auctioneer is doing this. Do I hear 4 surgeries? 4? Do I hear 5? Do we have 5 in the back in the corner? Can we go 6?
The original report in the Herald, Karen Garigian's original report, which I think was sometime in early April,
I think it might have been earlier than that.
Okay. Suggested that he was having problems with this infection. This was the this was after he had the original
in his arm
surgery for the infection
in his arm.
That was that's not funny. You know, that's just poor to me. And it was suggesting that either he was going to have surgery when the infection had cleared, or he was going to have potentially another surgery, which would make five, if the infection hadn't cleared when they went in to do that plate. The Herald has sort of stayed consistent with that
right.
You know, the plate's going to have to come out. And the way I read it back then, whether it was early April or even before that, was that he was going to have this plate removed. Like Fred said, it was when, not if, that plate was going to be removed. The question was, what would be the state of the infection at the time of that fourth surgery?
And I think right.
The Globe continues to write, a decision will be made whether or not he has to have this plate removed and have a fourth surgery. As far as I knew on the original report, there was no question on that. This 2-week wait is to see what happens with the infection, not whether or not to remove the plate. And the problem that the original report suggested was, if when they went to remove that plate, if the infection hadn't cleared, that creates a potential stumbling block because it is like a 10 to 12 week recovery period
right.
for the plate removal, which is going to happen at some point.
Permanently removed.
Well, I don't know. They're going to have to change it.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
I thought they were changing the plate.
My read on this was now they're going in because they have to change the plate because there was some concern that the plate caused the infection. They're putting a new plate in.
But if there's still an
infection in there, they're going to have to then change the plate again when the infection's gone.
That complicates.
Because my theory was, well, if you put a plate in that's it's already infected in there, well, now that plate is compromised. That plate carries infection. So maybe you have to wait for that to clear up, now put a new plate in that has no compromise to it, and that'll be the final plate.
And if they can
That would be the fifth surgery that is still off on the horizon.
Exactly. And that's why I think that there's some confusion here. I think, according to the original Herald report by Karen Garigian, who is an excellent reporter, and I have no reason to doubt her,
Did it say Jeff Howe contributed to this
report? They indicated that...
Love you, Jeff!
The plate was being removed, and if the infection had been gone, whenever they have the surgery, it would be 10 to 12 weeks from then. Now, the problem is, like this says now, they're waiting 2 weeks to see if the infection is gone. Well, if they do that and the infection's not gone... Then they have to do something to flush out this infection, right. Wait more time to make sure that infection is gone, and then do the plate removal, and then add the 10 to 12 weeks from that. And now all of a sudden you're getting right up until the deadline.
So what we know is sooner or later they had a
go. And if I'm reading this right, they have to wait the extra 2 weeks because that's when his antibiotic cycle ends.
They want to make sure that
he's fully gone through that cycle.
Yeah.
Antibiotic.
See,
I said it already.
I knew he was going to say that.
So, now how many Bud Light Platinums did he have during this cycle?
This could be a lot about nothing, or it could be something, but we just don't know.
Maybe that's what he thinks. Alcohol, they use it to swab things, but so he drinks it.
The bottom line is,
goes like this with
he's not okay.
No, that's not he's the not bottom okay. line. That's not the bottom line.
Yeah, that's 100% okay. the bottom line.
That's the bottom
he's
line.
He's not okay?
No.
No.
If he still needs to go under the knife, he's not okay.
But he had to do that anyway.
Right. That's the whole point. He's not okay. He's still not okay.
Okay means he's in the normal off-season program.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll see you June 6th for minicamp or whatever the hell the date is.
Or training camp at the
very least. Not okay means that there's something beyond what they thought
we don't know that.
We don't know. So you
so he's
can't
not
say
okay.
definitively he's not okay.
Yeah,
today,
no,
today
you can.
He's not okay.
Today he's not okay.
He could be fine in the future.
Right.
But we don't know that now.
Right. On Tuesday. You can't definitively say he's not okay.
Yes, you can. You can't definitively say
he
is okay.
Right.
You can definitively say he's not okay today.
Last we heard, he was not okay.
On Tuesday, we reported that he was okay.
You know what the only definitive thing you can say is? We don't know.
Well, no, I don't believe that to be the case.
That is the case.
You can definitively say he is not okay. Doctors are waiting 2 weeks to find out if he's okay.
Well, we're basing this on reports. You're right, Fred. We don't know.
We don't have the personal. But
based on the reports, the infection hasn't cleared. Therefore, he's not okay.
I haven't heard that report.
It's been in both papers the last 2 days.
No.
They're waiting to see.
They don't see. Right. They
in
don't
two
know.
Weeks if the infection
I
has cleared.
I have not seen one thing that says the infection has not cleared.
It says
because they don't know yet.
Exactly.
So he's not okay.
They don't know. They don't know.
They know he's not okay.
They know he's not okay.
They know he. Wait a minute, Fred. They knew he had an infection. Yes. Yes.
And they're wondering.
They knew he had an infection. Right. They don't know today if that infection is gone. So as of right now, they don't know if he's okay.
Exactly. They don't know. You said he's not okay.
He isn't.
He's not.
Because the last we heard,
otherwise there wouldn't be a
two-week
wait.
Infection.
They'd say he's okay.
Nor a surgery on the horizon.
There's a big difference between they don't know and they
know.
And by
the way, the infection is irrelevant. They're going to cut him open.
Right.
If you believe that. So
we
he's not okay.
So he's not okay.
Oh my God. No one who's going to be cut open is okay.
Because he still has to recover.
Are you guys not going to be happy until he misses a season?
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? So now we're hoping that our favorite player.
I think all three of us might
consider him our favorite player.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys am made I wrong fun of me. That? Yeah. I wanted to have his love child.
Am I wrong on that? I think all three of us I mean, might consider. That's what we want. Our favorite player to not
if,
play.
If they cut him open and hey, great, it looks great.
He still has to recover from being cut open.
But we knew that. That's not.
Which means he still is not okay because he still has to recover from the next surgery that he has to have.
When you don't know. You're not okay.
I know, but that's not.
But that's what you said on Tuesday. He's okay. He's fine. That's what you said.
I said we don't know.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't on Tuesday.
And I said the other reports have said he's okay. No, Robert Kraft said he looks fine, and you know.
But that's different fine. Than other reports
right.
saying that. Robert Kraft had a direct quote that said he looks
know.
Fine.
These,
that's different.
These papers are competing to sensationalize this. That's what they're doing.
I completely and totally disagree.
I think they have sources
that are telling them information.
They're giving you worst case scenarios.
I don't think they are at all.
But that's all they are.
I haven't seen anybody say that the season's in jeopardy, right. that he's not going to play this season.
If they go
that's
away,
worst case scenario.
That could happen,
and
right?
I haven't seen anybody report that he's going to miss the season.
Could that happen?
Yes, and I haven't seen anybody report that. So no one's reporting worst.
I have seen that.
So I haven't seen anybody report worst case scenario. They said if it has to get pushed back, it could potentially get to the point where he might have to start training camp on PUP. Worst case scenario to me is they can't fix this and he can't play.
In the original House story back in April, it said, you know, worst case, it could jeopardize the season.
No.
The season could
the
be in
the start
jeopardy.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Not the same
not the
thing.
Whole thing. Well, the start
well,
of the season.
Well, I
not
mean,
the same thing. So don't say that it's the worst case
okay,
scenario.
Start of the season.
Unrelated
well, that's
topic.
What you threw to us that we want him to not play.
Unrelated
we
topic,
happy
but
until
we have some breaking news as far as the Patriots are concerned.
Okay.
According to Jim Wyatt, colleague from the Tennessean,
he is not going to sign with Tennessee.
No. Wide receiver Lavelle Hawkins, released by the Titans last week, has signed a 2-year deal with New England.
Okay, we have to look up and find out
who
this guy is.
That.
I'm just saying. That's,
I thought it was going to be John Avery.
No.
I did too.
No, it's just, but that's it's just news that's
but
happening right now.
I think it's interesting because here's yet another wide receiver that they're signing.
Yeah.
He's a guy not okay.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, you know, find out if he's okay.
All I know is someone who is going to go under a knife is not okay. That's the way I look at things.
But if I have to have a surgery,
then I'm not okay.
Okay, but Andy, there's as we, you know, as procedure going under the knife and, okay, everything's as expected. This is, you know.
It's still not okay.
Okay, yeah, technically you're right.
He should be doing the off-season program right now.
You know, when a kid gets his tonsils out, he's not okay.
Correct.
You know. But,
right.
But it's a standard procedure.
The kid who doesn't have his tonsils out is normal.
But here's the thing,
he's
Fred.
Okay.
It's not just that we know he needs to have another surgery. We also know that he's had complications from surgeries in that area already. So until he has his last surgery and he's cleared and is back on the field doing everything, we don't feel that he is okay.
Well, we don't feel we know until they have all that clear. But we don't know if he's okay.
But
he could be fine.
But
he
Fred,
could be
that's
bad.
Irrelevant.
We don't know.
In the world of the NFL, surgery in February, you can deem okay. He's okay. Surgery in May?
You can't say that.
Not okay. There
it's
is a
too
time
close
and a
to
place
training
when
camp.
You say, everybody has surgery in February. Everybody finishes the
right.
year and gets something cleaned up.
There's
you can
plenty
sell
of times
me on that type of
from
surgery,
that.
Even though I don't deem surgery okay really on any level, you could sell me on that's okay.
Mm.
When you go into April and then May.
There's something right here on TV right now. Well,
this is Karen Garigian's story.
Karen, yeah. No okay. matter what, he's having surgery.
Right.
Which is why I'm deeming it not okay.
Yeah. I mean, if this was an unscheduled surgery, I'd say, hey, you're right.
Well it was unscheduled because the one that was scheduled was like 5 months ago. None of this was supposed to come afterwards.
It's another classic PFW in progress semantic argument, but just The Globe is saying that the fourth surgery is not scheduled. The Herald is saying it is. So that's not – you just blow it off by saying, well, they know he's having surgery, so it's okay.
We've known it for a while.
I mean, Joel Hanrahan for the Red Sox is going to seek a second opinion with Dr. James Andrews and the possibility he has Tommy John. Is he okay? He hasn't had surgery. We don't know. We don't know. He's on the disabled list. We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he'll be back in 10 days.
If they just put him on the disabled list, you know something's wrong.
15-day disabled list.
You know something's wrong.
Right.
So
just
if
like
they schedule
I know
a surgery, you
just
don't
like
know
I know something's
wrong,
wrong with Rob Gronkowski's arm. I know something's wrong because he has an infection in it. I know that to be a fact.
He had an infection.
No.
We don't know.
No.
If he's still
I know
wrong.
He
don't know.
Right. Just like I don't know if Joel Hanrahan has anything else wrong, if he's going to need any surgery. I don't know. But he's not okay.
Yeah. Okay, so
and he has a history now of having infections from surgeries.
Is there a chance that they that they open him up, look at the plate, everything's fine? Is there a chance?
Yes, there's
switch
a chance.
Switch the plate, everything's
okay,
fine.
Okay, and switch the plate, and everything's fine. Is
and he
there
could
a
be
chance?
And he yes, could be ready in 12 weeks from whenever that
okay.
happens.
Yes. Okay, so there is a chance that that's
and then
right.
it would be 12 weeks from whenever that happens.
Okay, but
there's
but,
a chance that that could
but,
be right.
And
yes,
that, and that's what that would be what they hope for. That's what
best case scenario.
Exactly.
Best
that's
case
would be
scenario.
That would be and, what Karen Garigian wrote as the best case scenario.
Right. And right. that would be the case if you know once they saw that infection. This would be how they would hope it happened, you know, how it transpired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they wanted it earlier.
Yeah.
And if that's.
But for, at this point.
But,
the,
but they're
the
already
case.
Behind what
right,
they wanted.
Right. But if that's the case in my mind, and you can disagree, then he's okay.
I would agree with you. If you
if
that happens.
At the end of those 12
right.
weeks,
but
he's okay.
You're
then
assuming
he's okay.
It happened.
No.
It hasn't
I'm
happened.
I'm saying we don't know. That's
right.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's not okay. That's all we're saying. When you don't know if a guy is okay, he's not okay.
But it's even worse than that for me. You know they are going to take a knife, they're going to slice his arm open and do something to him. Mm-hmm. To me, that's not okay.
Because he still
nobody
has to recover
who's okay
from that.
Goes under a scalpel. You go under a scalpel because something's wrong. That's
or something needs to be
or the yeah. last step of a procedure.
But you're still not
and you
okay.
You still have to recover
when
from that.
When you finish the last step, you'll be okay.
I understand that, but
and he has had complications from previous ones.
I don't even see how this is even debatable or. I don't.
Can't
I don't
believe
get it.
Spending so much time on it.
Yeah. I don't understand how we know that he's not going to be okay.
We didn't say that. We know he's not going to be.
No one's
we
saying
said
that
no,
he's not.
Not okay
right,
right
now.
We don't know that.
Yes, we
no,
do.
No, I do. I
because
do know
if
it
they
now.
Open him up and everything's fine, then he is okay right
no,
now.
No, but because he has to recover no. from that
he
surgery.
Be able to,
Eric, I know that.
He wouldn't
know,
be able to play.
I know whenever you open somebody up, there's a recovery period.
So he's
no,
not,
but he has had complications from surgeries, so there's a risk that he could have another one.
That he's going to have them now?
That's the
there's a risk that he could have
okay.
another one.
Wait a minute, though.
There's always a
it's
risk.
It's not just an open. This isn't just arthroscopic. See what's going on in there.
No, I know.
If Karen is right, they're replacing the plate.
If she's right. But
which, by the way,
there's always a
there's
risk.
No doubt in my mind that Karen is talking to either the father or the mother.
Anytime
no doubt in my mind.
Anytime this surgery.
She's never told me that, but there's no doubt in my mind the parents are one of her.
Anytime this surgery, there's a risk. Anytime.
I don't know why you're fixating on the surgery being a risk, right. being this nebulous thing, is the reason why he's not okay. Yeah. He has to have a surgery in which it's going to be 12 weeks from whenever that happens before he can play
because
football, at minimum,
because,
and you think he's okay.
Because it's very easy to read these articles and think that there's something beyond, you know, what, you know, we're hoping for that, you know, is wrong with him, you know, and it could be they open him up, they replace the plate, and great, everything's good. He has the recovery time, and we go on from there.
At the end of those 12 weeks.
And if all that happens, maybe he's ready for the start of training camp. Maybe.
There's also a chance they open him up. There's still an infection. Now everything is delayed and thrown out of whack.
That's exactly what Karen wrote.
And based on how this
and worst case. But we don't know.
But based on how the last 6 months have gone.
But if everything goes perfect, he might be ready for the start of training camp.
If
everything
goes
perfect,
he might be ready for the start of camp,
and that's okay with you. That makes him okay.
Yes.
Okay. How?
So we all have a different definition of okay.
That's the best case. That's
the best case.
Best case happened about 5 months ago when he didn't have the infection and everything went normal.
No, I'm just talking about right now. The best
right
case.
Right now, the best case has changed.
I think these stories that have come out since that original story have just been trying to expand this story without having any facts.
I think you're not reading the stories then. You didn't read Karen's story. No. You did not read it, clearly.
Well, apparently neither did Eric, because he's confused too.
No, I have read them, and they're conflicting reports from several different people.
I'm confused today with what I read in the Globe, based on what I've been reading all along. That's all.
Right.
The Globe says there's a question as to whether or not the plate has to be removed. No other story I've read has a question about that.
I'm just sticking
Matter
with
fact,
the first story.
Matter of fact, it was just up on that TV on Comcast.
I think Karen had it first and had it most accurate. And you apparently didn't read that because she put the good and the bad. She put it very simple. The good is this. The bad is this.
Right. Right.
So there's no confusion. There's no over-dramatization of
but
this.
But we don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
But we know he's being... I'm done.
You can't really argue it anymore. I mean, he has a definition of okay that no one else does. Well, that the three of us don't have. That's
well,
all.
Is he in the same shape that Tom Brady is today? No.
But then he's not then okay. He's,
but based on what he has, based on the broken arm and what we can hope for, we don't know
but no
what's going to happen when they do this thing in 2 weeks.
Right.
Like, it's even
so,
two
but that's
so
not
when
you
what we're arguing.
So
we're
when you
arguing
don't know
today.
Something, he's not okay. That's all I'm saying. When you have doubt, he's not okay. Just like when Wes Welker tore his ACL at the end of the season, at this time, we didn't know he was going to be okay. He wasn't okay in May. Mm-hmm. We didn't know he was going to be ready. Turns out he was ready. Might turn out like that with Rob. Hopefully it does.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's ready to go. Believe me, the last thing that Andy, Eric, and I want to see is an offense without the best player in it.
Absolutely.
Probably should throw Tom Brady in that mix, too.
The last thing Paul wants to see is an offense without the best player in it.
Well, in the playoffs, you'd be right.
No. I mean,
no, he
throw
is
Tom
the best
Brady
in
the mix
offense.
Of the last thing he wants to see is not Gronk. If he doesn't see Gronk, I think he's going to poop himself.
I thought you were making fun of me
because LaVell Hawkins and his five catches last year are not going to get it done.
But that's all I'm saying. It's the same thing. You just can't assume either way. For some reason, you can assume.
Jacob in Denmark says, do you know if Gronk is okay or not?
Yeah, that's up there in the Hall of Fame of worst arguments on this show. Easily.
Yeah. You guys know he's not okay. I don't know.
Well, then you didn't read the story or you don't believe the story.
I don't know. There's two different stories.
No, there's one. It's Karen.
But
she was first. She was most definitive. It's Karen. She's the best reporter. All
but
those things,
even
I believe Karen.
Even if the other one ends up being true, which was what the Globe wrote today, saying they're going to wait in 2 weeks to see if they have to have one. They still don't know. Even that one, they don't know.
I agree.
So how can you deem them okay when you don't know a guy's status? How can you deem him okay?
I said I don't know if he's okay.
But that's not what you said on Tuesday. That's how this all started.
I don't know. That's
anything.
My bottom line.
Today you don't know.
I
on Tuesday you said
know.
He was okay.
I said reports
that's
are that he's fine.
Much much like your your big concerns about the receivers last year now have suddenly morphed off into that was about the offensive line.
Speaking of receivers, Hawkins, 5'11", 195. He's 26, played at Cal, sixth season, all with Tennessee. He played seven games, started one last year, had five catches.
He had one good year, 47 catches in 11.
Mm. Yep. Camp body.
Well, 47 in
47 catches
in
2011. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you
otherwise,
in 11,
five,
as in
five,
11 touchdowns.
Seven, seven. No, he had one touchdown in 47 catches.
Yeah.
He's the anti, what's his name, from San Diego.
Denario Alexander.
At that pace, to get to the Alexander number of catches, touchdowns, he would need like 250 receptions. So we get another Jag.
Well, come on. We have to get a camp bodies, right? They have to pick them up somewhere.
I just wish we had some on the receiving corps who weren't camp bodies.
Yeah. We've got too many camp bodies.
We've got Thompson and Boyce. What are you worried about?
I know.
I don't know. Have you seen the track record of rookie receivers?
One of whom is not okay.
Bill does a very, very good job of acquiring talent.
Amendola.
I'll tell you, you're very negative.
I just wish there was someone on the offense not named Tom Brady or an offensive lineman who I didn't have questions about.
Did you happen to see this call in the Major League Baseball game last night, by the way?
I did not, Paul.
Watch this ball, and it goes off the railing behind the wall. Now, they looked at this on replay and somehow deemed that it was not definitive.
It was clearly a home run.
It was so ridiculous.
Hey, they make mistakes.
But they looked at replay.
But they have replay. Oh. There's no question.
Live, I could see you missing
this.
They
were just being stubborn.
They went, I couldn't agree.
They didn't like the manager.
More. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they didn't like the manager,
well,
but they were being stubborn, I'll tell you that.
Fined or fired or something.
So what'd they rule it?
They ruled a double. I mean, it clearly...
Did he get tossed?
There's a railing behind the wall, and it clearly hit the railing over the wall. And
He got tossed. Yeah.
And in the pool report, the guy said, it states that we have to be 100% certain. I don't know what replays you people saw, but nothing that we saw... I'm paraphrasing. Sorry, 100% certain, but I don't know the replays that you saw. I mean, like, really? Like, are you trying to pretend that the stuff that we're seeing is different than what you saw?
Right.
It was just unbelievable. They were even saying today, I don't know what they ended up doing with this. I can't hear the audio, but
nor can our listeners.
They could even deem this was so egregious. They could deem that that's a home run and pick up the game from where this was. They can change that.
ESPN has a huge spot shadow of the ball in white.
Oh, yeah. He just said F you when he walked out. Did you see
and
that?
Spit.
I like that.
Let's go to the phones. Marcus is in Miami. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Please tell me you don't want to talk about Rob Gronkowski.
Yes, I would appreciate it.
No, it's not about Gronkowski, man. I think he'll be healthy throughout the middle of the season. I mean, if we have to sit him for a little bit, if he's not healthy through training camp, then that's one of the things that we're building with depth. And that's one of the questions that I had wanted to ask. What do you guys think about a couple of players that we have coming in for camp? Zach, I think his name is Zach from Nevada.
Yep.
What do you guys think about him? And what do you think about Josh Boyce being our version of Victor Cruz? Same height, same build.
Yes.
Speed is a little bit on board.
Got to see him on the field first.
That's what all of us that are overly positive, like myself, are going with, that he is Victor Cruz, inside slot, big play receiver.
What makes, you just called all our wide receivers Jags about 2 minutes ago.
Called them question marks.
So measurables.
You called them all Jags.
I may have.
Camp bodies, I think you called them.
Everybody but Boyce.
Let me ask the experts here. Measurables, he is comparable to Victor Cruz. What makes Victor Cruz, though, Victor Cruz? Is it the hands, football intelligence? What's, you know, beyond his measurables, what makes him what he is?
What you said. I mean, the ability to make plays. Just numbers don't equate to the ability to make plays.
Right.
He has that. Boyce has to prove he has that. He had that at TCU. He made a lot of plays for them in various ways. He won, I believe, 2 games with 2-point conversions. One of them a diving 2-point conversion. He stepped up. That way, he stepped up with long plays. 78, and Patterson talked about, you know, he would have some he'd catch short, break long. Some he'd get behind the corner of the safety and catch it in stride and get long for his 70, 80, 90-yard type plays. I think he has the potential to do it all. But that's just potential. He did it at college. He might fall on his face in the NFL. That's
right.
You have to prove you can do it with the new coverages.
One of the things about Cruz that he seems fearless.
Right.
Like the moment doesn't get to him. You know,
and that could be part of his, you know, coming from nowhere type story. And Boyce doesn't have that. I mean, you know, he didn't come from USC.
For Andy Dalton, he had Andy Dalton, you know.
No. I mean, Boyce didn't come, you know, coming from UMass, you're coming from nowhere. No one expects you to end up in the NFL, never mind a star. So Victor Cruz may have that chip on his shoulder. Maybe that helped him. Boyce is a little different. He played with RG3 in high school. He played with Andy Dalton in college. Mm-hmm. He made a lot of big plays. I don't know how his makeup seems great. If you talk to him, he seems like he gets it. I'm not saying he's super intelligent, but the effort and the work, and all he wants to do is succeed at football. Graduated high school early, graduated college early, and now he doesn't have to focus on those. All that work ethic or whatever can be focused into one thing, being an NFL player.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's going to succeed, but it's better than Bethel Johnson.
But Kenny Salsa.
Or Chad Jackson.
Yeah, it's better than I'll even say it's better than Taylor Price, who I think one of his problems was he was a homesick mama's boy. And I think
didn't he graduate late or something like that?
Yeah, that's BS. Who cares? That's an excuse for why he didn't work. I think he was a homesick mama's boy at times.
All right, thanks, Marcus. All right, good call by Marcus. 508-298-0398.
Oh, Zach
is the Ace Ticket Hotline.
So who knows? I mean, he had one good year of college, his extra year, where he had 40 catches and 9 touchdowns, whatever the hell it was. Before that, he had 2 catches. He's a big body. You know, I'll give him that. He's 6'7", I think. But, I mean, to project him as anything other than a camp body / practice squatter at this point is just joke.
Alex from Philly, another week, another potential surgery for Gronk. This is really worrying me.
He's fine.
Not just on how long Gronk may be out, but what he's going to be when he does return. We need Gronk to be Gronk at 100% in order for this offense to work because he is our best playmaker. If he is hindered in any way, we are in serious trouble. He's not okay, Fred, no matter how much you say it. Any news on our other injury plague tight end? Also, any news on Abraham or Freeney? Lastly, Andy really scared me last week when he brought up the worst-case scenario that Brady could fall in love with stiffs like Donald Jones and Michael Jenkins instead of the rookie wideouts who could potentially make actual plays. I never considered that before, and it would be a nightmare if that happened.
Yes, it would. It would suck. And by the way, the worst-case scenario for Gronk, I don't think we've addressed it. The worst-case scenario is really bad, right? I mean, aren't there these infections that they just go on longer and longer?
Yeah.
No one's really brought that up. Everybody says, you know, it could cut into
as
camp
in, like,
in the season.
Might never play again?
No, but who knows? If
it's something people, he always has to battle
right,
with.
Or yeah. He, you know, loses some sort of... This woman I knew had one of those, like, skin infections, and her, like, she lost big chunks of leg and stuff.
Oh, yeah, those are the
so
flesh-eating
if this
bacteria.
Is in the bone, maybe it gets brittle, maybe... I just don't think we've even touched on true worst-case scenario. I mean, I joked about it. Amputation is the worst-case scenario. And the only way we can get rid of this infection is cut your arm off.
Well, I do think...
That'd be worst-case scenario.
And that's why I sort of...
Jim Abbott at tight end.
I disagree with Fred saying that right now everybody's sensationalized this and asking and saying worst-case scenarios. I don't think anybody's saying that you could miss the season.
Right.
That, to me, would be worst-case scenario.
There's no Tom Curran-like.
Football-wise, we'll leave Andy's, you know, amputation.
But isn't that the true worst-case scenario?
Yeah, but we're not...
Well, actually, no, it isn't. Death would be. It gets in his heart or brain and he dies.
And
that
Andy would call it a great
story. Not only that, but it could be infectious and wipes out all the population.
True, yeah. And we know he spread it a little bit.
And Andy, you know, of course, would deem that a great story.
Right.
There are too many people.
Jacob
on
also says, "Are you serious? You've just used a half hour and nothing. How about some relevant
no
subject?
Question. First time
is
listening.
Is Hernandez okay or not?
Who
he's
knows?
Joking.
Well, no, he isn't.
No, well, I think his original thing wasn't a joke. Yeah, the Hernandez stuff to me. And we talked about it when we first found out about the shoulder surgery. Specifically, he was going out west, ostensibly to work out with Brady. Never really got to work out with Brady, and all of a sudden had to have surgery.
Maybe he was just really going out west to see Dr. Ella Trache, because isn't that where he's based?
Yeah, I'm wondering, though.
That's who did it, right?
If during the workouts, this concerns me. It's another concern.
No, he's fine. You don't know, Paul.
I don't, but it concerns me. I do know that I'm concerned.
By the way, he's not okay in my book, too.
Hernandez.
Yeah. Okay is you're here normally just doing the off-season program with Harold Nash. You're not visiting anybody for anything. You're just working out.
And even
out.
Though those two are already on, you know, on board with Brady, I still think that you benefit from working with the OTAs and minicamp and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
if Hernandez is going to be the same guy he was last year, this offense is going to suck.
Neither one of those
guys
is going to get
that opportunity.
Because
you lost Welker and Hernandez blew last year. So I was hoping to get, what year is it, four? Your four jump
four
out of him?
Jump.
No, I'm being dead serious.
I know
he had
are.
A down
That's
year last
part.
Year, the catches, the drops, everything. I was hoping you'd get a healthy, consistent, reliable year out of him. This doesn't help that. I'm not saying it can't happen, but this isn't the ideal offseason to build up to that year.
Sure.
But with regard to Hernandez, do you guys believe that he suffered some sort of injury in the offseason, or do you think he went into... came out of the season with something and maybe aggravated it, and then that forced him to have surgery. What do you think happened?
I don't know.
We don't know. Before Fred yells at me, we don't know.
Yeah. I think there was a play. I don't remember if it was Houston or Baltimore. Might have been the Baltimore game. There was a fumble down at the far end. Patriots were driving, and I think it was against Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. He dove for a fumble. I think it might have been one of Ridley's lost.
Why are you going to blame Ridley?
And he kind of got piled up on and kind of got up and ran to the sideline and kind of shook his arm. He kept playing, but that's the only thing I can remember.
But then why the talk of moving out west and working out, you know?
Well, maybe he didn't think he would need surgery.
Maybe, and they tried, and you know what, this isn't working for me.
I think he might have something done. I think he may have hurt himself.
You think it's
during
a separate
the off season?
Injury.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like...
That doesn't help his brittle reputation.
Like Eric said, I mean, it might have been something that happened during the course of the season, then he was working out and all of a sudden...
Yeah, that's what I think you're saying, right?
He aggravated it.
You know,
I think he might have done something near the end of the season, didn't realize it would be so bad that he would need surgery, and then he's working out or whatever.
Because I certainly don't think that he felt like he was going to need surgery if he was going to go out to L.A. with
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
Right.
You know, with the premise of working out with Tom and on a regular basis.
If that's true.
Maybe he was just going out there to hang out.
Maybe.
Right?
Visit the castle.
No, I mean, what was that, 2 years ago that he was out there TMZ caught him at a... I mean,
visit the castle.
But isn't he married now with a kid?
He's not married.
He has a kid.
Oh, I thought they were married. No?
No, I don't believe they are.
I thought he was getting married.
Yeah, and he was going to work out with Brady.
Wow.
Till I know for sure he's married, if he was getting married, I don't know. I don't know he's married.
A lot of things we don't know. We work in the same building, but we have no idea.
It's not our fault.
That's the way they like it.
Jack from Kirk Island. Hey, guys, love the show. Second time emailer, hopefully first time readout. Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric, you guys are hilarious. I'm listening to the show while studying for my college exam starting tomorrow. I know it's not a good idea. Anyway,
listening to us or going and taking your college exam?
No, listening to us. You get dumber by listening.
Do you guys think there is any other pass rushers out there if both Freeney and Abraham get signed? If they don't sign, either I'd prefer if they just stuck with the young guys rather than signing some jag. Secondly, do you think Michael Jenkins' Michael Jenkins' chances of making the roster have been increased because of Edelman's injury? Okay, so do you think they've been increased? I'd like to have him as a reliable backup receiver.
I think that's what he would be if he makes the team. If he starts.
I agree with that. I don't think Edelman has anything to do with Jenkins for a couple of reasons. One, I don't think Edelman's injury is going to be serious enough that it's going to affect your personnel decisions. Listen, he could get hurt again. We know he's dealt with his share of injuries. And the second part is I don't really think that they play the same spot. I think they do different things, and I don't necessarily think there's carryover, but Andy's right. If you're relying, I think Jenkins has a chance to make the team. We'll see what happens when he gets out there. They call him Molasses Mike. We'll see when he runs if, you know, we think that's maybe a little bit harsh.
You didn't call him that when he was in here.
I did not call him that. I kind of look at him. I saw someone wrote an email about this yesterday, and I apologize for not remembering who it was, but almost like, with Hernandez's situation, could he be kind of like Hernandez? You know, obviously he's not as quick, but, you know, like that bigger, almost like tight end wide receiver guy that maybe carves out a role if he is able to get on board with Tom and get all that rapport stuff down. I don't know. You know,
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
I think
you
have to be quick to work in there.
I'm not sure that he is.
And you just called him molasses.
Well, that's the people in Minnesota calling.
No, I know,
that.
But I'm just saying that doesn't lend me to believe he can, you know, be quick and shifty and run option routes.
I don't think that he's going to make the team. And that's just my my initial reaction, sight unseen. That's probably unfair. I know, Fred. I don't know.
Are the wide receivers that the Patriots are going to end up starting with in September on this roster right now?
Starting with September.
The receivers that are
probably.
There's a chance that there's going to be another guy
one
who's
pickup, but
yeah, there's a chance that there's a guy who's not on the roster right now that could make the team, you know, a Deion Branch or something like that. But
I'm just that. What do you think?
My guess is that the guys that are here
everybody.
Now are going to be
90% of the guys.
Five
that
or six
the
of those are
going
to
be
on the team. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they'll be good.
I don't know who they're going to be. I would imagine the two rookies will make it. I would imagine.
Rookies will make it?
Amendola will make it.
I smell an IR for one of them.
Oh, that's a good point too.
One of them is going to be slow to pick up the playbook, and they're going to say, "You just hurt your hamstring. We'll see you next year." Oh.
Forget that. You just got a foot injury with one of them.
I didn't hurt my hamstring.
Like he's okay. Yeah, you did. He's okay.
He's more okay than Rob Gronkowski. His surgeries are behind him. Rob Gronkowski's are in front of him.
So I think those three, I think probably Donald Jones has a pretty good chance.
Sweet.
I think Edelman is – I think they're here. I think that, you know, I don't discount adding a receiver.
You
but
didn't get cookies?
No. I asked you guys what you wanted.
I just assumed you always got cookies.
Well, we didn't get it. We got it from Omega.
Manny.
They don't give cookies over there.
Well, they have those Mrs. Lawton's cookies in the little package.
They're terrible.
Those things can, you know, they can survive a nuclear holocaust.
Right. You put those in your shelter in your basement.
Yeah. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Kevin, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of your emails.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
it's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need, starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices, and all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say. Or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again.
Two shows in a row.
Turn your mic on, Fred.
Oh, I should remember to...
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
All right, back here. It is on. Today's wasn't my fault. That was an equipment failure. Got to get these connections tested. PFW came out this week.
That's right.
And I got a letter and asked PFW in the mailbag. Somebody said, I wrote.
Your first ever hate mail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not really. Not
not first ever, right?
But I wrote in the edit letter that it was the wise move this year to move out and move down. And somebody said that wasn't the wise move. The wise move would have been to stay at 29 and pick Jamie Collins.
And then think before you write.
Think before you write. I don't get that. I don't get how staying at 29 and picking the guy that you got later with more picks attached is wiser. I don't understand that.
I'm not here to try to figure out what the guy meant, but I agree with him.
Okay.
Think before you write.
Idiot.
All right. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline. We also had a person complaining about Christian taking a picture with the porn star and us, kind of making fun of it or laughing about it or
you
whatever.
You know, talking about porn because it exists and is very popular and lucrative, and most of the people that guy probably knows are porn addicts.
Right.
So.
But celebrating it. Actually, I think I said it was not hygienic.
Yeah. I don't know that we were celebrating it. We were discussing it as part of what goes on in the world.
I were joking around about it.
I would never do that. You would.
Take a hug with a porn star?
Yeah, I would never do
that.
No.
Why?
I don't.
That's like right. It. You don't like strip clubs. You don't like boobs.
See, the difference is I don't understand why anybody would say, oh, I'm not going to listen to them. But so all you do is associate with people who are like-minded?
Right.
If they don't have your beliefs on everything, you can't.
Right.
There's no room in your mind for anything else.
Right.
Okay.
Couldn't have been listening to the show for very long either.
Okay.
Right.
Admirable.
That's not even in the top 100 most offensive things we've talked about in the show.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about.
Well, that was a serious discussion.
I know it was, but I mean, he clearly wasn't listening to that show.
The buses in my town banned the local radio station. Big controversy. I saw it. Even made the I was listening to the news this morning. Surprised me.
What do you mean they banned a local?
The Fun 107 is a New Bedford pop music station.
Yeah,
and the town has got two or three complaints from parents that bus drivers were playing Fun 107.
What do they have, like racy?
Well, yeah,
songs
I mean, there are a lot of songs out right now that are pretty racy.
Oh yeah,
that Britney bitch song.
Yeah.
It says Britney bitch. Will I am in Britney bitch. Like that's the song. And what's the other? There's one that's. This is effing awesome, where it sounds just like
thrift shop.
Yeah. And I mean, there's like three or four of them that are pretty vulgar right now. You know, the Blow My Whistle Baby, my wife didn't care for that one. You know, put your lips, that
you
one.
Love that song.
I do. I love it. But we weren't allowed to listen to it.
But it's suggestive, sure.
Right. And there are a lot of them. And I actually tweeted about it the other day because the guy from Fun 107 was quoted in the paper and he came off as a DB. Like, he didn't see that there's any way that a parent could complain and, you know, they lighten up and have some fun.
Well, we're talking what? First graders?
Kindergartners.
Right. Maybe they shouldn't play that station.
They definitely shouldn't.
Maybe they should have the
Disney
station.
We don't, as a parent, play it. You know, we listen to that music, pop music, but when some of those songs come on, we change it.
Right.
Because they are, and the bleeps are a joke.
Right.
They're a bleeping joke.
Yeah, because they bleep
like the U, but you get the F, the C, the K, the I. I mean.
Right. Right.
They are what they are, and I just couldn't believe how defensive the radio station got and wouldn't acknowledge that.
Right.
Yeah, there are some suggestive lyrics.
We're not for everybody.
Right.
Right.
And, I mean.
Just as this show isn't for everybody.
Now, I also don't know that you needed to ban it for everybody.
I mean, maybe for high school kids or middle school and beyond or some point, it should be
allowed. I didn't realize
they
played music on school buses.
Not everyone does. My son came home. He had a substitute one day, and he was like, they played the radio on the bus. It was awesome. So I don't know if it's a personal, just a bus driver decides, but yeah, it's this little story. But I just thought the radio station, to me, you don't get defensive like that. There's a proper way to handle things when you're a spokesman for a,
right.
And you don't get defensive and try to make fun of the town and the parents who complained.
Right.
Now you're being an a-hole. You're being a jackass.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Chester's in Portland. Hey, Chester.
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Sup?
What's up? Hey, I wanted to ask you guys about Lavelle Hawkins. I'm seeing on my ticker that we picked him up on a two-year deal, wide receiver from Tennessee. You know, I wouldn't think much of it other than it's a two-year deal, so I wanted to find out what you guys thought on. I was late tuning in. I'm not sure if you hit on that, but, you know, I know we're looking for bodies there. What's your take on that?
I think he's a camp body personally, but I think when you see those two-year deals, that's just them taking a chance on a guy, and if he goes back to 47 catches, well, we got him wrapped up. He doesn't hold us over a barrel now at the end of the season or anything like that. But I wouldn't read into that meaning anything in terms of him making the team, being here for longer than the month of August. I think he's in the mix with Donald Jones and these guys who I think are all – I'm not all that impressed with most of them, as Paul said earlier. They're kind of jags. I didn't mean to lump the rookie draft picks into that. You know, one or two of them is probably going to have to make the roster, but I'm certainly not excited about a guy who 5-6 years into his career has 70 catches, 47 of which came in one season.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, and I just wanted to find out if there was anything there. I don't know if the guy had injury problems, and I'm going to kind of look into that. But,
well,
he
did only play 7 games last year with one start. 2 years ago, he played 16. That was the good year. The year before that, it was only 6. I mean, he's only started 4 games in his career.
And he's only played 16 games once.
Right. I don't know.
Don't get your hopes up.
I know he's a Titan, but he's a jag.
Yeah, okay. All right, good deal. Hey, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen on the defensive side of the ball with Abraham. You know, I know everybody's kind of hanging on a thread here, but I'm wondering why we're not putting more stock into Jones and wondering, you know, if that year two jump. I'm wondering if there's just too much left to the imagination there as far as upside. But personally, you know, I'd love to see a veteran come in, but I think with the interior help, I've got high hopes for the outside guys, the edge guys, you know, and Nikovich included. But, you know, I'm thinking people kind of got to pump their brakes here because I'm losing hope on the Abraham deal. But
well,
you know, that's all I got. I just wanted to ask you guys on Hawkins. That was my big thing today.
Wait, before you go, you mentioned interior help. Is that Tommy Kelly or
Armstead?
Armstead,
yeah. Those guys, you know, I'd like to see more out of Francis, you know. But I don't know. That's really my take there. I think having Wilson in the box is going to help some of that too. But, you know, that's just my first impression. I wonder why there's such a big, you know, stock into getting that veteran. I wonder, you know, if there's really going to make that much of a deal in terms of, you know, the overall impact there.
Well, I kind of agree with you. And if you pick up your latest issue of Patriots Football Weekly, it's Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower for me. If the defense is going to be good, it's because those two made their big year two jump. If the defense sucks, it's because they didn't make their year two jump and you're still just a bunch of guys out there.
Right. And real quick, too, you know, with Collins coming into the mix, do you guys see Hightower coming up to the front a little bit more? I mean, I was kind of hoping that we'd move him around a little more last year because he did so much of that in college. But you think that he's going to become more of a threat on that end, too, given that we have a guy that we can potentially have for the quote-unquote coverage role?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, I thought we were starting to see it when he had that sack and then he got hurt shortly thereafter. I forgot the exact game. Paul can
Buffalo.
Probably fill something in.
Yeah, Buffalo.
He came around
ran down,
boom.
Pulled his hammy,
yeah. and it
was
like
the same.
You got teased. Okay, this is what we want to see him do, but he can't do it anymore because he was never the same.
He made some plays periodically, but was never the same.
So hopefully this year he's faster and healthy and athletic, and you see more of that.
Yeah, I'm still hanging on that week one performance, you know, and that's really the flash that keeps standing out in my mind on that in terms of, you know, bringing some ability as a pass rusher, but... you know, I think time will tell. You know, we're so anxious for OTAs and camp and all these theoreticals, but, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see where the chips lie here. And I just want to see more outside, more explosiveness in the wide receiver game.
I agree.
We'll see.
That's why Josh Boyce is the guy, even though he's an inside receiver.
He needs to get healthy, though. It's really hard to put him in the mix until his foot's better.
Oh, he'll be fine. That's what we're going with on this show with everybody. He'll be fine.
Rose-colored glasses. Thanks, Chester.
That's your cue, Fred. See
ya. All right. Dante Hightower is another guy that I was told we're going to get on the show fairly soon.
I'd love to get him on the show. He was really good last year when he was on, remember?
Yeah.
Him and Jones?
Yeah.
Then he never talked again.
James is in Mexico and on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, James.
Yes, sir. How are you this fine morning?
Hola, mi amigo. Bienvenido.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name's James. I'm from Raton, New Mexico.
Are you in the military?
No, sir.
No. You sound very militaristic. Yes, sir.
Okey
no, sir. Oh, well.
You really lose your train of thought here?
Well, just a couple comments here. I noticed, like I said, I've got a pretty good knowledge of football. I played for 10 years. I've made tons of money gambling on football. I've ran pools. I have made side bets. You name it, I've done it. I've met all kinds of players, John Elway, Coach Switzer, the Selman brothers. I've been around a block or two. This thing, what I'm getting at here is my point is the need for receiver, because Wes Welker went to the Broncos, which is great. I'm a big-time Broncos fan. But I'd like to see the Patriots pick up T.O. There's a need at receiver. And, you know, all this negativity about him, I've seen the video tape. I'd like to see, try him out, see what he could do, sign him to a one-year deal.
You say you won a lot of money gambling on football?
Yes, sir.
That would certainly be a gamble. Not one that I would be willing to make.
I'm very serious.
We can tell.
I know.
I've seen the video. He still has skills. I have played football myself. I know the game.
Why do you think the Seahawks cut him last year? Why do you think the Seahawks cut him on the first round of cuts last year? That was a team that could have used
That's a good question, because Coach Carroll was thinking outside the box, like the X factor, the intangible factor. And I thought he would have been a good fit. And, you know, who's to say if T.O. would have been with the Seahawks, if that would have made a difference when they played, in the Atlanta playoff game.
Well, I think people have decided like he can't play. I mean, he's been out of the league now for, three years?
Yeah, but he's in shape.
Yeah, we're all in shape.
Well,
Paul's not. I'm sorry, but he's old. He hasn't played in 3 years.
No.
I think he's reached the point where he is a major, major long shot. And I don't think teams are willing to take the risk.
And when he last played, he wasn't that great.
Right.
I feel like he still has the skills. He's in shape.
What are you basing it on, James?
James, you're thinking of the old T.O. Even when he was playing, he was dropping passes.
Yeah. He dropped half the passes thrown his way.
And listen, maybe they'll take a shot at him. I don't know. Maybe there's something
this
to this that him working with Brady. I think it would be foolish.
They won't. There's no chance.
I feel like he's still in shape. He has the skills. He has the desire.
But what I'm asking you, James, is why do you feel like he still has the skills? When last he played, he didn't seem like he still had the skills. Why do you think an absence?
I've seen that video workout. He can still run crisp pass routes.
But that doesn't
mean
anything.
Covering him.
So do you think he's been like Jose Canseco blackballed? I mean, why isn't he in the league for 3 years? Why did Seattle cut him? They needed help.
But if I was a scout of all 32 teams, I would take a chance on him and, you know, just tell him to be on his best behavior. And tell him, T.O., we're going to give you a chance. Let's see what you can do.
Right. Yeah.
To me,
it doesn't have anything to do with his behavior at all.
Not anymore.
That's not why I'm worried
about
it.
What he could do.
I know, but, James, I saw a workout video with Ocho Cinco the year he became a Patriot. It's just, he had been signed by the Patriots or something. They released some video on YouTube, mm-hmm. and he was working out with a bunch of other players, in a schoolyard.
He's in great shape,
and
too.
He looked great. He looked absolutely great. But
he looked great when he was here.
Right.
Except when you asked him to run around and catch the ball.
Right.
What I'm getting at, because, it's always a kick to watch him play, and when he's at the top of his game, there's always that exciting moment for the touchdown celebration.
Right, but that's
I'd like
gone.
To see him on somebody's team, a Super Bowl caliber team this year.
I like James. He's just like an all-around football fan.
It ain't happening, James. Yeah, it's not happening.
A touchdown, and God knows what he'll do next.
Well, I agree with you on that. I love the entertainment aspect of
TO. I love that, but I just wouldn't, on this team, take a chance.
Well, the funny thing is, I think this is a team that could and should take chances like that. You don't have any playmaking receivers.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
But I just don't think he has anything left.
It wouldn't have anything to do with attitude or behavior or anything like that. I think the Patriots have taken enough of those guys to know that even if it doesn't work, because contrary to popular opinion, a lot of the guys with attitude problems that they've taken haven't worked out,
right,
and they just get rid of them.
Right.
And it doesn't really create a ripple.
Speaking of that, your guy, Michael Silver from Yahoo.
I meant to bring that up.
With the exclamation point, wrote an article today about Tebow, how in the past he's always been like, guy can't play. But now he's starting to think that there might be a conspiracy against him.
Oh, I actually was going with the part that kind of the connection to the Patriots. Belichick, he says, according to sources, has no interest in
Tebow. He says he loves him.
Loves him as a person.
Hates him as a player.
Hates him as a player.
Yeah. So.
It's because he has eyes and understands the game of football.
See, you can do it too. You always make fun of me for using Belichick's words to your advantage when necessary. There's times and places, Andy. Sometimes you have to do it.
Well, he's a very, very good drafter with a pretty good track
record. Thank you very, very much.
Very, very good with a pretty good
track record. Brian in Essex, Vermont says, you guys make it sound like Gronk missing the OTAs and training camp is the end of the world.
No,
I understand we want Gronk to be back. I think every Patriots fan does. But I'd rather Hernandez, Gronk, Edelman not even show up. Because it's not.
Whoa. How did Julian Edelman get in the category of Hernandez and Gronk?
I think you might get your wish with Edelman.
Because it's not about them before the regular season. It's clearly about Brady and the new offensive weapons building a rapport with Brady. Scary is going into the regular season with Gronk, Hernandez, and Edelman as Brady's only trusted receivers. That is a very bad scenario. I want all of the new offensive weapons to get up to snuff with the system and build some trust with Brady because Gronk, Hernandez, and Edelman already do. I'm not concerned about Gronk. He'll be back when he's back, but the season is doomed if Brady isn't spreading it out to all the weapons. Gronk's gotten hurt, sure, freak accidents, the past 2 years. Hernandez gets hurt. Edelman gets hurt. The Patriots need more than just those three. And P.S., Paul, doctors always give worst-case scenario from any kind of surgery. It's called cover your ass. You'll find it out when you get your lap band. Wow.
It's a good shot, and I do find that funny, but
I can tell.
No. But the part of it that I think is serious in this is the worst case scenario has not been given by anybody.
Right, death.
No, him not being able to play this season. Nobody is suggesting that. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that's not the worst case scenario, and the doctors know that that's not the worst case scenario.
It's always the worst case scenario.
No, but what I'm saying is, Fred.
No, based on what they know, that's not going to happen. Maybe that's the case. Maybe Fred, they don't think that's in the cards.
The emailer is exactly right. They're going to give the worst case scenario on the surgery. The worst case scenario is the infection does not heal. Doesn't matter what you do surgically. The infection doesn't heal. He can't play. That's the worst case scenario. It has nothing to do with worst case post-surgery.
Well, maybe
there's a difference.
Maybe they don't think that's going to happen. And that's why
I'm sure they don't think it's going to happen. They didn't think this was going to happen.
I'm glad you thought about it.
I
know doctors do always give, you know, this could happen, that could happen. You know, they
but they don't give you everything.
No.
They didn't tell him in February or whatever, here's what could happen. You could get an infection. We'll put the plate in. We'll take the plate out. We'll cut you again. They said, you know, there's always a risk of an infection.
We'll have another procedure. We'll go in and flush it out.
Right.
Then we'll have to wait 10 or 12 weeks to see if that ends up working. If it does, we'll do this. If it doesn't, we'll do that. No. I mean, sometimes unforeseen things happen.
Chris with the TIAN, he's on the phone. Hey,
here's
Christian.
The dirty porn user.
You're pushing away listeners, Christian.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? Then they shouldn't listen.
I agree.
You're right.
You know, if they're going to pick on me for that, then what was like the first show they listened to or something?
Right.
Seriously.
Plus, they don't like boobs, obviously.
Obviously.
Even when one's pointed north and the other's pointed south.
He's got another arm.
That's the spirit.
Don't worry about it. He's got two, right, Fred?
That's right.
Good, Christian. Good.
One and a half right now.
I heard he was going to give the other one to some kid anyway, so.
See? I wanted to catch right. his feet then,
speaking
I guess.
Of porn stars, B.B. Jones.
You know, I had a question about Adrian Wilson. And all the years of Belichick sort of looking for that big hybrid safety / linebacker of Tank Williams and – who the hell was the other guy, number 30?
Josh Barrett?
No, the guy before him, who was like in the 09 season they brought in.
McGowan?
Brandon McGowan.
Thank you. Is he going to be in that type of mold, or do you see him taking over one of the two safety positions? Now, from everything I read, I guess that it's, and you guys think this too, that McCourty is pretty much entrenched at the one safety position, right?
C.
Okay. So that
unless he isn't, by the way.
Unless he isn't.
Unless there's an injury. I still think... Healthy,
but he'll stop training camp there, right?
I think healthy, yeah, I think he'll be a safety. And then if things unfold and, say, Tlaib gets hurt, then I think there's a chance he could go back to corner.
So that leaves a combination of Gregory, Wilson. I don't know about the kid Harmon yet. I mean, I don't, you know.
I think you're safe with those three vying for
one spot.
Well,
a starting spot, but I think that – ideally, I think you have two starters, and Wilson is in the role. Adrian Wilson is in the role that you're talking about. Whether it's Tavon Wilson or Gregory starting with McCourty, I think that's probably up for debate. And I think that ideally you have Adrian Wilson doing what Christian's talking about, maybe doing some different stuff, serving
Which
as that
Wilson,
sub package guy.
Tavon was doing at the end of last year.
Around the line,
he was
scrimmage.
The money guy.
I just don't know if he is active enough. In terms of what that stuff in Arizona, I mean, is he a detriment in pass coverage? I mean, it's one thing to have a linebacker who's this bigger guy and hybrid and all that, but if he's not good in coverage,
right? If he's getting toasted by Rob Gronkowski,
I can have Brandon Spikes be
two.
A real linebacker out there and not be good in coverage
and not get killed in blocking like Gronkowski did to him in week two.
And for everything I read, that he got taken off the field on third down in Arizona. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that depends on who you listen to, though, in terms of the reasoning and were they just short of jettisoning him out and preparing for the future and younger guys, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't just performance. That you never know. I mean, unless you have an inside with the coaches. I mean, why they did that may or may not have to do solely with the fact that he lost a step.
And is the Harmon pick more of an indictment on since you drafted
scouting?
Is the Harmon pick more of an indictment on, like, a Gregory that they don't think, you know, I mean, how many safety, I mean, they went from having Slater and me, you, and Fred, and Andy, and Eric Paul back at their safety to having too many. Like,
right.
What are you, like, what's the end game, do you guys think?
I think Bill just fell in love with the guy and said, I'm going to take him, and that's when I want him.
Yeah,
that's
I have no thing. Idea the logic behind it. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't.
It wasn't a need pick, certainly, as you point out. They have a young guy there. They have an old guy there. They have a mid-age guy there. They have a big guy. They have a little guy. They have everything at safety to battle it out. The only thing, and I talked about this, I think, on the draft day, is it just an admission of swinging a miss on something? Tavon Wilson.
Nate Ebner.
He's going to be your special team safety. Remember, Ebner was a special teamer who was on the field last year at safety. So,
yeah, I remember him getting burnt in Seattle. Yeah.
Right. Maybe he's, you know, going to be that. Maybe he's a special team / fifth safety, whatever that may be. Maybe Gregory is done. Maybe they said we blew it on Gregory.
Christian, I'm sure you're reading the stuff locally because you're here. Yeah. A lot of people sort of dancing around Gregory. You know, might he be a candidate to get cut? He got a little money as a free agent last year. Do they look to maybe
I gotta tell
save
you,
some money
if
there.
That's true, then we need to start including the safety position among the positions that they cannot pick.
Well, it was a terrible signing.
Because they signed Gregory, they signed Sanders, they draft Merriweather,
do you think
they
signed
all these
signing?
Developmental guys. If in year two you cut him.
Oh, I didn't say if they cut him.
Oh,
said,
yeah.
Do you think
cut
him right
no.
now?
I didn't think he was horrific last year. I didn't think he was great.
I didn't either.
He
that's
wasn't terrific
asked,
or horrific.
That's why I asked
he was
the
in
question.
The middle. But if they think he's done, then they can't evaluate the safety position any better than half the other corner and, you know, wide receiver spots that they blow picks and money on every
it
year.
It seemed like every game there was a story after the game about some glaring mistake that Gregory made.
Yeah,
that while the
bad missed tackles.
That when the game was going on, I didn't really know. Listen,
well,
I'm not saying he was
the
blameless.
Buffalo game was egregious.
I thought that was Chung.
You thought that was Chung.
And I think that the
he's in the mix.
The really, really bad one.
Misses at safety.
That's right.
The really bad one for Gregory was the one against Baltimore in the regular season. The Pitta touchdown, I think. Was
Pitta? Yeah.
Jumped over him, him, and spun around. You know, just,
he had a few, I would
he had
say,
some
three
missed tackles,
or four.
No question.
Sergio Brown-esque missed
listen,
tackles.
I don't want to make this go the other way. I didn't think Steve Gregory was this great safety last year. I didn't think
he was any worse than what they had before.
I just didn't think that
before,
he was the big,
oh,
glaring
God, no.
problem.
He was better.
Oh, their safety play last year was light years better than it was the previous year when, as Christian pointed out, you had the likes of Julian Edelman and Matthew Slater playing regular roles.
But James Sanders didn't suck either. If they don't think he's worth the contract they gave him, they'll move on.
Well, and if they do, then they gave him too much money. And
they can't evaluate safeties.
And I do think that they probably gave him too much money.
Well, then they can't evaluate
safeties. But I don't think it was this horrific signing.
They take guys in the second round who shouldn't go in the second round, named Chung, Wilson, Harmon, or third, whatever. And they sign guys to starting contracts who aren't starters. James Sanders.
Just throwing all the defensive.
Oh, yeah, just anybody. Sure. Wheatley.
Dowling. They probably had a little, if he doesn't work at corner, we'll move him to safety. So he's kind of in the mix.
Thanks Christian.
Andy. Thanks, guys.
All right. Raphael writes in, another Shiano player? Okay, that's not even funny anymore. Imagine how the Patriots scouts must be feeling. It's like if their hard work is being ignored, because I'm sure they didn't just only visit Rutgers University and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the University of Florida 3 years ago under Urban Meyer. I'm actually surprised that he hasn't drafted any Ohio State players since Meyer's been there.
Well, they're not Meyer's guys yet.
Right. It seems to me that Belichick has trust issues in that there are only a few people's opinions that he trusts, and apparently the scouts are not one of them. But hey, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe there aren't any scouts. Maybe he wears that hat as well. Too much power for one man. He makes a mockery out of everything. And P.S., can someone please ask him, why doesn't Shiano seem to be as enamored about his former players as he is?
Well, Fred, you brought that to...
Right. Actually, they just picked up... Actually, Shiano has 8 Rutgers players currently on his roster. Patriots have 6 Rutgers players. So he does pick his own players, and as the longer he stays in Tampa Bay, the less and less those Rutgers players are going to be his. So.
And they're also not really his, some of them. Like, some of them kind of bounced. Tyquan Underwood bounced around. He was here. He was all the.
But it is, I get his overall point. That's the first thing I thought about. What are the scouts thinking about this?
Well, there's no doubt that Bill has trust issues, who he will listen to and trust. You have to work your way into that role for a long period of time.
You have to earn it.
And that's a small list. We know Ernie Adams is top-notch, number one on that list, because they've been together for whatever now,
since high
35
school, I think.
Years,
yeah.
40 years.
Yeah.
We know Josh McDaniels is pretty high up on that list.
He must be.
Nick Caserio has obviously
earned
I'm not saying he's Scott Pioli, but he's on that track.
Yeah.
But I mentioned this to you, Fred. Part of this whole conspiracy theory joke, you do notice that in the draft room on All Access, when they show the footage, Steve Belichick is in the background, who went to Rutgers and had a locker right next to Steve Beauharnais.
Right.
Hey, Dan.
Good, Andy.
I mean, Beauharnais.
I got a guy for you.
I didn't see any other assistant coaches in there. Coaching assistant Brian Daboll wasn't in there, so there was
he might have been taping ankles at the time.
I find that. You know, it could just be because he's his son, and he wants him to learn the business inside and out. That's certainly an angle that he, you know, come on in, and who knows?
I can't believe that Belichick didn't ask his son, what do you think of these guys?
No, I'm sure he did, but at that point he should know what everybody thinks about those guys.
Right.
The hay is in the barn.
No, but I'm
you shouldn't
saying,
be getting, you know, cutting down the hay and drying
it's
it.
It's another piece of the puzzle. You know.
Yeah, well, clearly, sometimes he has too many pieces in his puzzle, and they don't all fit.
Clearly he does like to sort of lean on individual programs and the coaches at those. You know, Saban's been at 3 schools since Belichick. He was at Michigan State, LSU, and Alabama, and we've taken guys at all 3 stops, from that connection.
How many have
Fresno
worked?
Fresno State.
Fresno State with Pat Hill obviously has been a good one.
So he's not now a talent. He's not a good talent evaluator.
No, I think that. Well, but I think the trust issues thing is relevant.
He
I'm
might,
backing
you know,
up the email.
He would probably never say this, but he might say, you know what? Unless they're blue chippers where we don't get to pick or we're not willing to move up to pick, a lot of these guys are the same.
But why look at it that way?
Well, why do that?
Why not evaluate?
Why not say that I'm better than everybody else and I don't have to look at it that way?
But he isn't.
I can identify.
Because
well,
he can
saying.
Only. Well, you said he's great.
No.
Touche, Andy Hart. Touché.
Very good. Good.
Thank you very much, Fred. Once again, Andy Hart with the exaggeration.
Right.
I think if you go back and you stack up his
very very good
his draft, it would be at the high end.
But he
which
misses
to me is
so
very
much
very good
using
everybody
only the guys he supposedly trusts.
I've morphed into Fred. Everybody misses so much.
So is it really working? Only taking the guys you trust?
Well,
no.
Plus, when you don't listen to them. Urban Meyer said, don't take Jermaine Cunningham. He's not as good as the other guy. Why are you infatuated with
him? Well, I don't know if he said don't take him, but he was wondering why he was.
In so many other words, he said, what do you see? Yeah. It certainly wasn't Urban Meyer's recommendation that got Jermaine Cunningham taken in the second round ahead of Carlos Dunlap.
Right.
It was Bill Belichick seeing something that Urban
Meyer
didn't.
Carlos didn't have to drop the Dunn.
Right.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Jason says, hey, guys, and Mrs. Scalabino. I know you are known for your aimless arguments, but the Gronkowski thing just gets to me. The information that is available is horribly incomplete and tainted by reporters with no medical qualifications. Take Eric, for instance. If he had a clue, he wouldn't be citing Gronkowski's history of post-surgery infections. A, one infection does not make a history. And B, unless he is implying that Gronk has AIDS or gets his surgeries performed in Tijuana, there's no reason to think he would be susceptible to another. But that's Eric for you. He is the embodiment of often wrong, never uncertain. He still thinks he is right about Gronk coming back too soon. Before you say anything, Eric, the plate broke his arm, not coming back too soon. There is no reason to think that the same thing wouldn't have happened a month later. That brings me to my original point. I think the reason for replacing the plate is a huge hole in these stories. Why is it necessary? It sounds like it was part of the plan from the start, but why? What I'd blank the difference. I don't know. Difference between the new plate and the old one. He wants to know the difference between the new plate and the old one. Furthermore, why can't it just be removed to avoid another pressure point break like the one last one at this point?
Well, I thought it didn't matter that he came back early. Now you're saying the plate had something to do with it?
As I understand it, these plates are implanted to improve stability and accelerate recovery. Shouldn't the bone have healed enough at this point to eliminate the need for a plate? I'm nervous about his recovery, but I choose to be optimistic. Until it is absolute that he will miss the start of the season, I will assume he will be there. There isn't enough reliable information to throw myself into a panic.
Who's panicking?
Eric, any response to that?
I don't see why he's so certain about all of these facts.
Well, there was a lot of facts that he has wrong for someone who yelled at us for being
exactly.
No-informed.
So how can he be so certain about all these things?
He still has an infection. So the whole, like, why are they going to remove the plate? Well, because it's infected.
Well, we don't know yet, right?
Okay.
Do we know he still has an infection?
We don't know for sure. They are waiting to see if the infection is
gone. That's what I thought.
But we do know that they are changing the plate, if you believe the Herald report.
Right. That's what I thought.
Because it's infected.
Do we know that?
That's what the report said.
Oh, okay. Melvin's in Tennessee on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
You love Lavelle Hawkins?
Either that or I did a third surgery for no reason whatsoever.
Like, when the receiver. No, I didn't think he was all that great. I want to send the report out to everybody else. They said that he'll be cut in a couple of months, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's kind of what I see him as, camp body.
I don't see him being on the team for too long, maybe competing for that Jones-Jenkinson battle. But I wanted to piggyback somewhat on what Nick said. I mean, I agree completely that, you know, if I want anything, I would love to see the Jones and Hightower year two jump. But what if the thing is like plan B, what if that doesn't happen? Just like you said, Andy, that the defense will suck. And I think that our pass rush will be limited again, and that will put a lot of pressure, let's say, on the young DBs to step up and maybe try to defend longer, which I don't think is going to happen in that league. And I just don't see why you can't bring in one of these guys just for camp itself, just to help compete and maybe guide some of the young guys. I don't want too much pressure on Jones, Hightower, Collins now to have this year two jump in such a pivotal point in, you know, Braves and Belichick, you know, their reign and how much they're going to be doing. I just think that's a little bit too much pressure to be putting on them at this time. Maybe that's
It's year two. So when are they supposed to have the year two jump?
It's the pressure's there. They were first round picks. They traded up for.
Yeah,
it's year two. It's
they
time.
Can't handle the pressure. Get out.
Get out the kitchen. Poop or get off the pot.
Okay. So,
now the only thing I would say is, Tommy Kelly might help. Armin Hammer, Fred's guy, Armin Armstead might help. You did just draft Jamie Collins with your first overall pick. He might help. I mean, there's other Adrian Wilson. You've added some things that could lead you to believe other areas can be better. But in my opinion, the big leap, the from inept to good enough slash maybe even take some pressure off the offense, that's Hightower and Jones. And I don't think you can remove that, whether you sign Abraham or not, whether you sign
two first-round picks.
Right. It is what it is. Year two jump is there for a reason. Belichick believes in it. Gerard Mayo talked about it.
You wasted a lot of currency on these guys if they're not going to do that.
Yeah. If those guys miss, you might not be considered very, very good at drafting anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, one more
Paul's
thing
not listening.
Yeah, I heard him.
What'd you say?
No, that's
right. Listen, I can take it, Melvin. They like to make fun of me. I tend to look at things on a positive side. What are you going to do? They make fun of me. I don't care. I would rather be a fan of the team that I work for.
Wow.
Nah, never mind.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not right now? Possible, really. It's just concerning to me that, you know, McCourty, that same pressure was on McCourty. You see how that flopped in the second year. So, you know, I don't see how that could really hurt. Why not bring him in?
No, it can't hurt.
No.
We're all for it, and I think we all assume that there is going to be either Freeney or Abram. There'll be a veteran. We will add a veteran.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see a veteran pass rusher, too. I'm with the group.
It's just not the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, and the veteran would be to maybe help out.
Augment. Like a good breast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
just one good test.
I mean, let's just go back 2 years ago when they brought in the
Andre
two Cut. Veteran ends, and,
Sean Ellis,
and they both contributed. I mean, they both had what, like 10 sacks, and,
right?
You know, so we were hoping for that again with Abraham. We were hoping for a similar.
Well, yeah, but if you can get, say, you get 8 from him, and then you get 12
from
or
Jones,
whatever
yeah,
from
right.
Jones, and 7 from Hightower, and 7 from Ninkovich. All of a sudden, you now have 4 legitimate pass rushers, or you know,
and you might have a decent pass rush,
and you
if
got
you're
Armstead
getting that many sacks,
Kelly, and...
assuming that you're getting that many sacks, that's not the only time they're creating pressure.
Well, therein lies the flaw with this team. Lately, the only time they create pressure is when they get a sack.
But if you're getting that many, chances are
probably.
You know, that's basically doubling your total.
Plus, you got Adrian Wilson coming off the edge, and you got. Somebody else.
Well, the other part, Gennard, they blitzed you know, the whole year bit, right? two thing that Andy wrote about in the current issue, I would throw in guys like Dennard and you know maybe even Tavon Wilson.
Sure.
But Dennard specifically, we focus on the guys in the front seven, and I think that's what we should be focused on because I think that's how you get better defensively. You get better up front
mm-hmm.
with that front seven. You create pressure. It's hard to cover, like Melvin said. But if Dennard doesn't do, you know, he needs to not only avoid the McCourty slip, but if he gets better, and now you have Tlaib, and everybody seems to think that Tlaib will be better because he's been here all year. I'm not necessarily buying that because I think he was here for long enough that he knew what he was doing last year. Well, now you can have a chance to have a better pass rush and a better coverage secondary. So Andy's point about you can just sort of turn it around overnight, that could happen.
Especially if you're very, very good at drafting.
Exactly.
No, it just won't give it up.
Well, there's a big test
well,
here.
Well, Fred,
I'm okay with it. At key crossroads.
I'm okay with it, Fred, because I'd rather look at that side of it. If that makes me wrong, I'll be wrong. What am I going to do?
You've always been a Belichick rump swab.
That's true.
Eric's in Houston. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, somehow he still hates us.
How you doing?
I got a question for y'all and a comment. The question is, say all the defensive ends and all the linebackers stay healthy. Do y'all think that Jamie Collins will get a significant amount of playing time?
To be determined. I don't think he'll be a starter, per se. I think he's going to be a situational, substitutional type guy. But who knows? With his athleticism, I wouldn't rule it out. With Spikes' uncertainty, you never know when Spikes is you know, just sort of going to be out of the loop for some reason.
If there's
kind
a rotation at that edge spot, I expect him to be part of it.
But I'm not penciling him in right now.
I mean,
as
isn't
anything.
Spikes the next guy that we should hear about having some kind of surgery? Because didn't he limp off the field the last game with a knee?
Well, he had the knee all year.
Yeah, but I thought he aggravated it down by the goal line.
And he's not on Twitter anymore, so we'll never know if it's basketball
right.
related.
Yeah, it's true.
So
yeah, I don't know what to think of the guy. The first thing that popped into my mind that night we took him in the draft was, why did we draft Markell Carter again?
Well, he's a little more talented, and it was a little higher level of football. But my concern with him is, and I don't mean to be overly judgmental, he doesn't seem like, even though he played all three levels, I'm not sure how complex the scheme was, and he doesn't seem like the brightest bulb on the tree. And I don't mean to take a shot at him personally, but, you know, the guys that have played quickly here, a lot of times there's a reason for it. You know, Hightower was in Nick Saban's scheme, and he was the smartest player on the team. I'm not sure that that's going to work for him.
For Spikes?
No, Collins.
Collins. Oh, Collins.
No, I think Spikes,
okay, I just got
from a football perspective, is pretty sharp. I mean, I don't think...
Sharp, Spikes, I see what you did there.
I don't think he always, you know, sort of
exercises the best judgment.
Well, off the field, he's.
But I think on the field, he's pretty smart in terms of the football IQ cliche. I think he's pretty high in that.
All right, what's your comment?
Oh, sorry. What's the name? I think Jerome Mayo messed it up for all the rest of the players because all their interviews don't seem as good as his. The guy was awesome, and now I'm a huge fan. So I just want to tell you all guys, keep up the great work.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
Eric.
Thanks,
yes,
Eric.
That is our best, and we'll try to get back there.
Mayo is, yeah.
Kraft and Mayo like that. Go together.
And, of course, I'm here. And
that's true.
I wasn't at the Mayo one.
But you were at a very important event.
Which, yeah.
Electing.
I'll keep that off the air.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. But I'll keep it off the air.
Don, do you not have a problem with
you have a problem. Well, I think you have a problem.
We talked about it yesterday.
Eric has a problem with it. Same problem. And Fred. And maybe.
We talked about it yesterday at your cube.
I have a problem with it. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
An email that came in yesterday that we were talking about.
The voting ends on May 15th, I believe.
Yeah.
So you got Hall of Fame.
You have another week to vote Leon Gray.
Okay.
Or Fairbanks.
Chuck Fairbanks. Teddy Bruschi.
And neither will matter because Teddy Bruschi's going to win.
Donald in Marietta, Georgia. Hey, guys, I usually listen sometimes the podcast. Sometime.
I usually listen sometimes.
Sometimes live. I've emailed, but I don't know how many times. Can I still email if I lose count?
Yes, either but way, only if you buy lunch. That resets your clicker.
I have listened long enough to produce the timely PFW New World Alternative Dictionary. Okay. Just fine.
He's okay.
Okay is just fine unless you don't know for sure. In such a case, the object of discussion is not okay unless one tends to be an optimist. Then said object may or may not be considered in acceptable condition. Although, if the consensus is that concern is merited, then the subject is definitely okay.
Okay.
JAG is an acronym for just a guy, the thought being that a player is easily replaceable. For the sake of PFW, JAG is itself replaceable with all pro special teams captains, dependable veteran receivers who have longtime connections with Tom Brady, or veteran QB who makes few mental mistakes, doesn't turn the ball over, and has a respect of all his teammates, but lacks a franchise arm, see Chad Pennington. I'm typing on my Android tablet, the one that all the brain trust in the most innovative franchise in all of pro sports can't support. And typing is habit
tedious.
That's
a shot at you, Fred.
So perhaps if listeners find the PFW New World Alternative Dictionary to be a useful listening aid, we can enlarge through collaboration this potential all-time bestseller.
We still don't have an Android app?
Well, the app we have runs on Android.
Patriots Football Daily?
No. The regular app. The reason why we don't have Patriots Football Daily is because they don't have, you know, the ability to sell subscriptions the way the iTunes store does. We are going to have some type of, you know, PFW type, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking.
That's just PFW. It's not
just
like
another
all the other
IT
stuff.
Guy.
It's not going to be like the PFW Daily, but it'll be a way that you can subscribe to PFW and read it on an Android tablet.
Ice cream sandwich?
Whatever the operating system is.
I don't get that crap.
That's one of the problems.
Ice cream sandwich?
Yeah. All these gingerbread and all these different...
Yeah, I don't get that.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame ceremony, Matt from Indiana says, this past season was the first time I had listened to PFW in progress, and I regret the years I missed. You guys are informative and entertaining and make my Tuesdays and Thursdays at work. I have even replaced the first 2 hours of the Rush Limbaugh show with you guys when you're on.
I'm not sure where that puts us in the spectrum.
I'm emailing to find
out. Although he makes a lot more money than we do. Yeah. Although he's getting pulled at it. He lost a bunch of advertisers. You see that?
Is that right?
What did he say now?
When he called that, I think it was a Georgetown female student.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah, but in the post of that, he lost like millions and millions. I guess there were some shows they had dead air for commercial
really?
Breaks.
Oh.
They couldn't fill the slots of commercials.
Wow.
So he might be out with his distributor, and he's going downhill.
I'm emailing to find out if you know the date of the Patriots Hall of Fame induction. Teddy Bruschi was my wife's favorite player, and I would love to be able to take her to the induction ceremony. Pretty sure bet he will win. Paul, do you know the date?
We do not know the date yet. It has not been established.
TBD. Okay.
Usually they do it that first home
game. It's Teddy Bruschi Day?
Chance they won't do that?
TBD?
Yeah, I'm told it will not be.
Okay. So if it
I believe there are.
Maybe?
Of course,
are,
prior to that, he was told it would be.
that is true, right?
I am told they don't know.
There are conflicts with the UMass schedule.
They don't
know right now when it's going to be.
For those of you who don't know, UMass football plays all their home games at Gillette Stadium.
If multiple other teams play sports in your stadium but don't win a game, do they really play in your stadium? And should they? Because both those other teams stink.
Cheers. John says, fifth
they
time
They don't
emailer.
Do a very, very good job of winning.
No.
Just
don't.
So you know.
They're pretty bad.
Fifth time emailer. I'm listening live as
Did
I
you
paint
notice
my
we have
house.
A new producer?
What's that?
We have a new producer back there?
John, yes.
Johnny.
Right?
What up? Johnny.
He's got a good-looking playoff beard going there.
Yeah.
Now, hypothetically speaking, if Fred's mic stops working right now, what would your reaction to that be?
After you
he just put
throws
his
hands
in the air.
Up and
He's
shakes
already
his head.
Kevin.
So after you poop yourself, then what would happen?
He's getting red. He's uncomfortable.
John says, I'm listening live as I paint my house to sell it. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. The market's flipped up in the other direction, right? It's
yeah,
come back.
It's a seller's market, right?
Yeah,
right
so he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Little
house
curb
just
appeal.
Sold on my street.
Unless he lives on that street in Cleveland where they found that girl. I don't think the house values are going up there.
That's probably not high.
I don't think they were very high to start with.
No,
it didn't look very
no.
nice.
That's not a seller's market.
Although.
Not high to begin with, but dropping
got
as
a lot
we
of
speak.
Entertainment with your neighbor there.
Yeah.
That Charles guy is very funny.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that loon.
No. Big cojones. I'm talking about big balls, he says.
He's a loon.
Fred, are you having the summer party again at the Kirsch Estate? And more importantly, Andy, have you learned how to jump in a pool without holding your nose?
No. Fred, can you answer the first part?
I was thinking June 28th. You're on vacation, but are you going to be in the vicinity?
I'll be in the vicinity.
I was thinking that date. It's a Friday, June 28th.
Love it.
June 28th. Sounds
Love
like
it.
A plan.
Actually,
sound
I don't
good?
Think I'm on vacation that day.
Friday, sure. June 28th. Are you going anywhere? Or are you just taking
New Hampshire?
Time?
Eric, will
like
you be
days.
In the country?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Right now, yeah.
June 28th. I like it.
Okay.
I'll pencil it in, Freddie.
What are we thinking for the menu this year? Cabinet anything
affair?
Special or
any do requests?
Do we have a theme?
Del's Lemonade again. Del's Lemonade was a good
I
hit.
Thought that was kind of a bust.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, you didn't like the Del's
no,
Lemonade?
No, it was good, but I'm not sure it, you got your money's worth out of it.
Well, yeah, they did leave kind of early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was that the idea? Or?
Yeah, they only had I only had them for 2 hours.
Well, just so you know, TJ gave you your money's worth.
Yeah, he liked it.
Now he's not allowed to
Love
eat
the
anymore.
TJ loved the Dells.
No, I mean, that was
TJ,
fun.
Go, he's leaving. You better go get another one. I remember
we
running
can have
over.
That, but,
and dude, you're getting the Dells.
That's
what he runs for.
You know?
Well, I don't know. You stick with one company, so I'm not sure what the options entail.
We can do whatever you want.
Stuffed Quahogs would be good.
Stuffed Quahogs.
I like Stuffed
Quahogs. All right, Paul and I won't be coming then.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot. There.
Right.
Well, wait a minute.
You can't have anything from the ocean.
Now, you didn't say anything about not having Miller Lite. You'll have Miller Lite, right?
Of course.
Well, then I'll be there.
I don't care about the rest of the crap.
Especially if my wife isn't working. That's what I need. The last couple of years, Beth has been working, and I've had to drive.
You need somebody to drive.
Yeah, I need a driver. Where's my driver?
Why don't you bring your brother and have him drive?
He's kind of part of our staff.
Yeah.
He chips in on drafts.
I think I have invited him in the past.
Yeah, but he would drink, too. The both of them.
No, he wouldn't.
I thought you were driving. I thought you were driving.
Rich isn't really a big
I can set the tent up outside. The two of you can sleep there overnight.
Yeah, you can have Will and TJ.
I'm looking forward to this. That's a good time every year. Well, when it doesn't rain.
Right.
When it's nice, that's a good time. Although no one goes in the pool except me and the kids.
I went in with you last year.
I went in.
Beach whale, remember?
Yeah, but all the others, like Ray Ray.
All the girls are afraid to take their clothes
off. Well, I don't understand why. It's a pool party. You're invited to a pool party. Show your tatas.
Well, I don't think it has to be New Orleans.
Maybe that's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, because of you.
No. I don't need to see Nip. Just put a bikini
on
and go in the pool.
Are you okay? You just got a certificate yesterday.
I'm certified.
You just admitted you're going to be leering at people if they take
their clothes
off.
Certificate didn't actually say what he was certified
in. Girls like to be looked at.
Get that clear.
Girls who are attractive like to be looked at.
But what if you're not?
Then don't show me what you got.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why people
but
don't do it.
You don't
it.
Think there's a difference for a girl, like maybe thinking, you know, my boss is here.
Well, yeah, she said that last year when I asked her why she didn't have a bikini on.
Right. So, I mean, you're holding that against her?
Huh, I'd like to hold it against her.
ba-dum-bum.
Certified. We have our certificates up in our queue.
Sometimes I know I'm stepping right into it before I even finish the sentence.
All that banter, and he didn't have an email ready to go after we talked about stupid
stuff. It's amazing.
Howard from New York, New York says, in baseball, you live by the credo, you can never have enough pitching.
Correct.
To which Bill and the Patriots live by the credo, you can never have enough bad wide receivers and safeties that have no right ever being drafted, especially in the second and third round.
Beautiful email so far.
It pains me to say that when I say in Bill we trust. I might just be saying it and no longer believe it. The entire offseason and even draft gives me no reason to believe that we will be better than last year. And for a team that was supposed to have an ample amount of money to spend in free agency and significantly improve, I'm just not seeing it. And to add insult to injury, Gronk needs a fourth and possibly a fifth surgery to heal his broken arm. I mean, Chaz Bono became a male and knocked up a chick quicker than it takes Gronk to heal. Am I missing something?
You know,
has GM/coach Belichick become a victim of his own arrogance and because of it weakened our team? Would love to hear your input, and please give me even one reason to believe we'll be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy next February.
Youth movement.
Tom Brady.
He contradicts himself. The guy can't play in the playoffs, but he's reason to have hope.
Well, sooner or later, he's going to have a good playoff game.
No, according to you, if he has a good one, he's guaranteed to stink the next one. So you can never get to the Super Bowl without playing two good games
First
in a row.
First of all, don't listen.
Don't listen to what you say? I'm sorry. I make that mistake. I take what you say seriously.
I invented your hyperbolic argument. So please stop.
Just stop.
No, but in all seriousness, the youth movement, what we just talked about. If Wilson, Dennard, and Jones and Hightower all play better than they played last year, your defense will be better.
But he was asking for one reason.
Youth. So I gave him youth.
He said youth movement.
So I'm going with Brady puts it together.
Plus, Amendola's young. Boyce, I can include in my youth movement.
He ain't that young.
Well, he's young. He's younger than Welker, so he's young.
Yeah.
It's a youth younger movement. Than Welker. You've gotten younger at that Welker's position. Old. You're younger everywhere across the board. Shane Vereen is a youth movement. Youth movement. Right?
I have to go with Paul on the one.
Oh, you're so negative, you two.
What's negative about it?
Brady.
A guy who's won three could win four. That's really negative.
Because you know what?
Because we've seen he can't do it alone.
Well, the reason I say Brady still is because if your youth movement comes to pass, if Ryan Mallett were the quarterback, they'd have no shot in the playoffs.
Well, obviously. That goes without saying. If anybody but
Tom Brady was their quarterback.
So you think Brady is going to be better than he's been? Because that's how I would read your statement.
He was asking for one reason. Give me one reason why.
That's
we'll
a
be
reason to be
the Lombardi Trophy.
But my point is, they went from losing the Super Bowl to losing the AFC title game. They're going backwards.
So to get better, you need
something to be better. And if you say Brady, then I'm assuming you mean he's going to be better than the last 2 years.
Yes, I'm hopeful that he will be.
I don't think there's much chance of that happening.
And I'm the negative one when it comes to Brady.
I just don't think 36-year-old quarterbacks are suddenly going to have that much better.
But I
think he's going to throw 34 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
No, I'm talking about I'm not talking about the regular season. I'm talking about the playoffs. Yeah,
Terrell Davis made that happen.
I'm not talking about the regular season.
You need somebody else around you to catapult the quarterback who's already
I don't need him to be better in the regular season. I need him to be better in the playoffs.
Does Brady need to be better for the Patriots to be better
in the playoffs?
In the playoffs,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if the defense gets better? Right. Then he could be
I'm
the
with
same
you, Fred.
And
youth
they could
movement.
Still win.
I don't think they can win with him playing the way he's played in the playoffs the last few years.
I agree with that.
Even if the defense isn't better?
Yes.
No. I don't.
When Gronk's on the field, he wins. When Gronk's not on the field,
he loses. I'm not going to say they had no chance to win regardless of what the defense did last year against Baltimore, but I think if he plays like he did against Baltimore, they're going to lose. That's just how I feel. I think that it's unrealistic to expect the defense to overcome that when they couldn't move the ball in the second half.
If Brady is what I have to count on to improve for this team to win, I'm done.
Wow. Yeah.
See, I'm not.
Because I think he's pretty good, and I think it's unlikely
but
that
he's going
to.
But you think he's been pretty good in the playoffs?
I think he's been pretty good and bad at various times throughout his career in the playoffs. I think they won games where he wasn't good back in the heyday. I think he's been somewhat inconsistent at times in the postseason. He needs others to make plays. He can't do it alone. And if you're asking him to do it alone, you will go home.
I'm not asking him to do it alone.
I think you asked him last year to do it alone. Well, he had his best playmaker not playing. He had his second best supposed playmaker, a shell of himself. And Wes Welker and Tom Brady couldn't do it alone. He didn't have a defense. It was over.
I would tend to agree with you, Andy.
So that's why I believe if you're going to get better, you're going to count on Brady to still be really good. Really, really good. But you need other aspects to say we're better.
Listen,
I grew. I jumped.
If you're asking me what has to happen,
you're talking about a quantum leap.
Well, it depends. I think a quantum leap for Chandler Jones changes the whole dynamic of the team.
No, but if you're asking me all these things
for all of those guys, also changes the entire dynamic of the team.
I think they need to be better on defense to win a championship.
I
think
agree.
Andy's point.
I agree.
Andy's point is relevant.
A lot of agreeing going on. Show
if you're
us
asking me one individual reason to have hope, I'm going to say that Tom Brady doesn't put up the stinker in the playoffs. That's my, you know, you're looking for a reason to have hope.
More likely that
they
could
win it all. I think that's the more likely thing than all of a sudden you have a championship caliber defense next
year.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's where they need to be better on defense.
They certainly
do. Andy's absolutely right.
They certainly
do. If we're going, give me 3, 4, 5 things that need to happen, Andy's thing is right there.
Yep.
They have to get better on defense. Their defense right now, in my opinion, is not good enough to win a championship.
But if I were a betting man, like the guy who called in from Mexico earlier in this show,
I don't want to be
if
like
you
him.
Claimed to be a betting man.
I would say the chances are better that Brady turns it around in the playoffs
and
the defense
suddenly
becomes
high. And that's the only reason. The way
caliber.
That question was
but
phrased.
But how's he going to turn it around? Unless
I'll tell you how. Well, Gronkowski's
because
on the
he's
field.
He's a good player.
Boyce
he's one of the best
play.
Players of all time.
What is the difference in the postseason is in the regular season?
No, I'm saying if he's
he didn't have Gronk.
If he had trouble last year in the postseason.
Wasn't just last year.
I think that in order for him to
he lit
be
it up
better,
against Houston without Gronk.
He started.
Or
yeah,
was
I mean,
playing.
Oh come on,
but games with Gronk.
You know, when we say he has to be better in the postseason, we're talking about the Ravens game, right?
I'm talking about when they get punched out
last year.
Yes.
Yeah, last year we're talking about the Ravens game. And
I'm talking about
not taking
a safety when you get flustered under pressure.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not throwing a pass up for grabs for a linebacker in the middle of the third quarter or the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. whenever that pick happened. I'm talking about not getting shut out in the second half last year. I'm talking about not throwing, as the owner called, a lazy interception against the Jets the year before that. That's what I'm talking about. He doesn't do those things regularly in the regular season. He has done them regularly in the playoffs.
Of late.
Of late.
Yeah, but you're going back like 4 years now.
That's the last 3 years in the playoffs.
Yeah, so that's not going to change. If you think this miracle year 14 jump or whatever the hell it is from Tom Brady in the postseason.
I'm looking for him to be himself.
Yeah, I'm looking for him to get some help from playmakers. I think all along when he was supposedly great, he had guys making plays. And now when he stinks, he has guys that aren't making plays. But like it so often is, the quarterback gets way too much of the credit back when and way too much of the blame.
Of course that's true.
Well, so I don't think he's going to change that much. The changes have to occur around him, in my opinion.
I agree that it's not going to just be him getting avoiding bad plays in the playoffs. That's not going to be enough if the defense stinks.
Well, I'm not just talking about the defense.
Opinion,
I'm talking about the offense,
the defense
too.
Getting better and him
I
staying
think
the
same.
I
offense needs to be better.
If he continues to play bad games in the playoffs, you're not going to win.
I just don't think
not
it's
a lot
him.
Of teams can overcome suspect play from their quarterback in a playoff game.
Right, but I also
don't think that's going to
overcome
happen.
Their two best offensive players in Gronk and Hernandez, one not playing and the other one pooping himself in front of a national TV audience.
That's fine. We can put whatever reason we want to put for the play, we can. That's
but
fine.
That's my point. If he doesn't get help, if he doesn't get timely playmaking like he used to when he was unstoppable and 10-0 and Tom terrific,
that's
then
what
he
said.
Won't be good again. And it's irrelevant to him. I think he's been very similar for about however many years, 13 years.
Again, we can put different reasons for the bad play. If the bad play continues, I don't think they will win the Super Bowl.
You said it's
what
Brady.
What will stop the bad play?
You said it's all on Brady.
What
yes, to me it's
bad.
on the quarterback.
Right. Well, that's where we disagree. I think if
to
you
me,
get
when,
plays.
When the Patriots lost to Pittsburgh back in 90, whatever it was, 7, they lost 7-6. Nobody played for the Patriots that day, right? Terry Glenn was out. Ben Coates was out. Curtis Martin was out. To me, it's on Drew Bledsoe. You have to find a way to score more than 6 points. You have to. You got to figure it out. Somehow, some way, shape, or form.
Well, so for you, it's always the quarterback.
No, I'm saying that, yes, it's not easy, but you have to figure out a way. And he did not play as well in that game as he had been.
Yeah, but I would then say the next year, if you tell me I'm going to lose my 3 top playmakers, yeah, we're going to lose. We're probably not going to win. You know, and if next year they get into the playoffs and Gronk isn't there again.
Everything you guys are saying is absolutely right.
Burke is already on ESPN.
I'm not disagreeing with anything that you guys are saying.
I'm going to announce my retirement from the NFL so I can
ESPN. I'm trying to pick the one. The guy asked me for one reason to have hope. My one reason would be that your quarterback plays at an MVP level in the playoffs like he has in the past, but he hasn't lately.
And
he's right. It's been a few years
and
now.
And if that happens, I think it's going to be because of what Andy's saying.
Again, you can put whatever reason around it that you want. I think he needs to play consistently well in the playoffs for you to win.
Oh, so you're just going by the statistics. You're going to say
no,
Tom
I'm
Brady
talking
threw
about
three
my
touchdowns.
Play. You know what I'm saying. I'm talking about his play.
I don't really, because I don't think Brady has changed all that much over the years.
I do. I think he's played very well in the playoffs lately.
Yeah, I think when he's had guys make plays, they've made plays. And when he hasn't, they haven't.
So he's just along for the ride.
No, I think he's good. But I don't think he's this, strap it on my back, I don't need anyone else, because I'm going to dominate this game like you ain't seen.
Well, he can't run. So
right.
You know,
he's a one-dimensional player. He cannot catch the ball and throw it too.
You know.
Like, is that better?
That accent gets worse every time he tries.
No.
Canadian Mike in Florida says, what do you guys think about this? If you take a look at the receivers the Patriots have either drafted or picked up since the departure of Moss, the common denominator is that they don't
can't play.
is that they don't stretch the field. Ocho check, Lloyd check, all the other Jags included no speed. Then you take the rookies this year. Well, depending on what report you read, they are somewhere between a slot and a deep threat type receiver, but who knows? Perhaps Brady can no longer throw the deep ball, so the Patriots have decided to go another way, which is perhaps why Price never got a shot. What do you guys think? So, in other words, the Patriots have thrown out the idea of long ball because Brady can't throw it anyway.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I happen to buy the fact that it's not a strength of his game, but that doesn't mean that you throw out that element of an offense. That doesn't make any sense at all. You would absolutely send guys deep if they had the ability to stretch the field. That's an important part of an offense.
Plus, they threw deep a lot last year. Trouble is, it was to Welker and Gronk and guys that shouldn't really be running deep.
And if Boyce is a slot receiver, that doesn't preclude him from being a deep threat.
Right. He'll just be faster than Welker when he runs deep.
Michelle says, I think the Hernandez injury came against the Texans when Ridley fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. He recovered the ball but came up slow and his arm/shoulder was hanging. I also think he scored a TD on the next play. I think that's what it was, but we don't know. And speedy recovery.
But he also played like six games after that.
Speedy recovery to both Edelman and Gronk. This offense has me worried. And by the way, men in spandex is so wrong on so many levels.
Yep. Brandon Lloyd proves that.
What?
Robin in Alaska says the Patriots' biggest problem, the Patriots' biggest problem is needing Brady to play perfect. Every big loss adds up to that. Brady is clutch, but needing him to be perfect is a crutch.
I don't think we said we needed him to be perfect.
Clutch is a crutch.
I think
be better than he's been in certain clutch
games. Crux of this discussion to me is the difference in opinion of Brady, I think, in general. I don't think he needs to be perfect. I think he's been far from perfect. Now, people evidently have been more willing to say the reasons why he hasn't been perfect are a little bit different than me. I put it a little bit more on him than others do. But again, that's a subjective thing. You know, like, you know, you asked me if it had to be a statistical thing. No, it doesn't really have to be that to me. But I don't think that I've seen him... I feel like I've seen him miss more throws in the playoffs and more opportunities for plays and make more decisions that I don't regularly see in the regular season I've seen in these playoff losses. Now, that's a completely subjective thing. Someone else might say, you're crazy. Without Gronk, he can't do this. And without, you know, somebody else, he can't do that. I mean, that's, you know, he couldn't catch the ball for Algie Crumpler in the Jets game, which may have changed the complexion of that game early on. Instead of kicking a field goal, they get a touchdown. I'm all for that time-space continuum. The whole thing changes depending on plays.
Or like
plays early in the game.
You know, that would have extended that drive against the Ravens. You know, who knows?
Right. A lot of things like that can change the way the game unfolds. And I just look at some of the throws that he missed in that game, and I just didn't think he was very sharp.
Yemi in Texas wants to know, on average, how much do camp bodies make?
Not much.
I think they make the minimum.
Well, no. Well, they don't make the minimum. They make like $800 a week, and like.
Well, I know when you get on the practice squad, it's like $6,000.
Yeah,
week.
No. But this is in the summer, nobody makes anything other than
you get a
per diem type stuff,
right.
And it's in the hundreds.
You don't get your salary until regular season,
right? And you don't even get the, I don't know, $7,200 or whatever it is until for the practice squad, until the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
It's all per diem type pay.
But a lot of times we talk about camp bodies to guys that they did sign a 2-year contract with. So this guy that they just signed
is not getting anything if he's not on the roster.
But we consider him a camp body. But he's making a salary, right?
No, not until the regular season.
It's not guaranteed until then.
No, they don't actually get
a single thing.
Salaries are 17 checks.
17 checks a week, a year.
Well, I thought you were allowed to spread that out if you wanted to.
No, you're not. You earn a check every week in the National Football League.
Week 1 to week 17.
And you don't get paid in the preseason. You don't get paid in the postseason. You get the team bonus in the postseason.
Are you sure that
100% sure? And I am somewhat upset that you don't know.
No, but I thought that players had an option.
No, you don't. They're not like teachers who can get paid 52 weeks a year or just during the school year. You get 17 game checks. They're called game checks for a reason.
And
they come with games.
You get the per diem stipend amount.
Yeah,
during,
they all make. You know, if you come for OTAs
it's in the
4 days a week, you make $X.
Right.
If you come for this, you make $X. If you have a
Training camp, you make X hundred dollars. The check for your contract doesn't come until week one.
And Fred, that's one of the things when they talked about the preseason games, and they the whole thing about how many games there are. Well, you got to pay us for it.
Yeah.
Because in the preseason, the four preseason games, they don't get paid what they get paid in the regular season. So that was one of the arguments, and I thought it was a stupid argument because obviously
idiotic argument.
You'd be getting an annual salary when the regular season starts. You get paid for the regular season.
Yeah, but you make less money in your eyes per game because you're saying,
you're dividing this by 18? That's the way they were looking at it.
Or 19, I guess, with
if
a
they
bye
have
week.
Bye week still, instead of 17.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
Right, and you'd be very good if you were D. Smith. Because that's what he said.
And I agree with him. It's an extra opportunity for me to get hurt.
But that's brother Eric and Andy are right. That's the way it works. And if you're a vested veteran and you make it through, if you're on the roster after week one, right?
Yeah. No, I believe Tuesday of week one.
I thought it was after Tuesday
No, it's before the game. It's why Lawyer Malloy was cut.
Okay.
Because Lawyer Malloy's salary would have been fully guaranteed. He was cut on like a Monday or whatever before he became for that year.
So that's how it works. Those guys, even like Tom Brady, does not make his 1/16th of whatever many million he makes this year.
Luckily, he got a check for like $30 million, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that he was able to get by on that.
Michelle says,
"Do people get given cars like celebrities? Why do they have dealer plates?
The players?
I'm just saying celebrities, people of note,
because that way they don't have to register it. It's just borrowing it from the lot."
So, like, you just walk up and say, "I'm so and so. Can I have a car?"
It depends on your relationship.
They have a deal.
Let me use
them,
this car for a week. Let me use that car for a week.
Do they do ads for them?
No. I have a certain person in mind that
I'm
not saying.
I figured you did.
Do they do ads? No.
Certain Swedish car.
I don't know what kind of cars are Swedish.
Volvo.
Yes.
Could it be that he was getting the car that he owns serviced there and they give it to him for...
I guess it could be, but I just assumed this person's driving a dealer plate car that... And they then sell them. What are they, program cars?
Yeah,
they sell them later.
Well, they call them executive cars sometimes. Yep. I bought one of those a long time ago.
Why am I not surprised?
Normally,
when drove itself to the Teterboro
when my dealer gives me the car, though, they put my plates on it.
Right.
There's like a form you fill out that says, you're driving this car, it's not really yours or whatever, but they put your plates on it.
I'm pretty sure this person is driving a dealer car as his car.
Yeah.
Let's see. Vishal says, last episode you guys were talking about the amount of draft success the Patriots have had since they've had Brady and Belichick.
Very, very good.
And, well, I did a test since 01 to 2011 from round 1 to round 4. And they've drafted 52 players, and out of those 52 players drafted from rounds 1 through 4, they have had 10 notable players, give or take one or two. And I did the same test on the Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and they ranged around 16 to 18, give or take one or two. That just shows Bill wouldn't be having a job with the Patriots if it weren't for Brady and needs to give up the GM spot to someone else who actually knows what they're doing.
Wow.
Yeah, but is it fair to, the Ravens I can see, but the Bengals, they have so many needs every year. Is it fair to, where they're drafting higher and they have so many needs?
Drafting higher, okay, but they have needs.
Yeah.
So that makes it easy for them to fill them.
But they stink, so it's easier to make the team, in other words.
Yeah, but that's not... You're either notable or you're not. I don't know what his definition of notable is, but you're either a good player or you're not. If you're just out there playing, that doesn't make you a notable pick.
But a starter on one team is not equal to a starter on another team.
Exactly, and I wouldn't call anybody who's starting a notable player.
Notable is problematic. Yeah, notable is
I don't know his definition.
Totally subjective.
Yeah.
But I agree with his point.
I don't. And there's a chart. It's old now because it, I think it went through 2010. That somebody did exactly the exercise he's talking about in the entire NFL, and the Patriots ranked very highly. And this,
yeah. Fraudulent.
In the opinion of the guy who wrote it, the Patriots were the top. I would disagree with.
And it's also fraudulent because they probably got credit for Brandon Merriweather being a two-time Pro Bowler. They probably had like total number of Pro Bowls. He wasn't a Pro Bowler, so that doesn't count. He sucked. He was a bad draft pick.
Why are you looking at me,
Thomas?
I don't understand. I don't know why.
Because all those things are flawed.
Such anger comes out. I don't get it.
You can't do those draft things across the board because Fred's right. Just because you start doesn't make you good. Just because you make the Pro Bowl, we have examples of all of them.
I completely agree. I think that he is actually listed as a bad pick because he's no longer with the team, but I don't know exactly.
I bet you they got credit for total Pro Bowls. I bet because a lot of those do like starters, Pro Bowlers, still with the team, still in the league, out of the league. They have these things, and some of them
they
are
did
just,
all of those things.
I know, and I think a lot of them can be misleading. You need to really analyze every single one, and I just think it's a very subjective process. Who's a great drafter over 10 years?
Joking aside, do you think that they're below, say, fifth in the league in that regard?
Below fifth. Drafting. Kevin Colbert.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if they're below fifth. I'd really have to look at it. My guess is, Brady is a factor.
No, but don't. Like but that, don't. That but wait a minute. But Andy, everything. Don't count no, Brady for more than one player.
No,
I know it's hard to do that. I know it's hard to. Just
no, but
ignore
I'm saying
he's
talking
so
about
great.
Making your team, is
making
your team good
better,
as a result
giving
of
you
draft.
The. No, by the way, GMs have gotten fired who may not have gotten fired if. I'll give you a perfect example. Scott Pioli put together a pretty decent collection of talent in Kansas City. He didn't have a quarterback. He would still be in Kansas City, and he would still be more of a genius if he had Tom Brady as his quarterback, but he'd still have Eric Berry. He'd still have Dwayne Bowe or, these guys.
But wouldn't he still have Glenn Dorsey?
Yes. Just like Bill has Lawrence Maroney, and just like Bill has Brandon Merriweather, and these Jags he drafted in the first round.
Yeah, I I'm not saying that Pioli did a terrible job at Kansas City and dismissing the fact that Castle didn't work out for him. What I'm saying is all teams have those. And I think the Patriots
right, but
have done
have Brady,
a better job than people.
You keep your job.
Of course
if
you
don't
do.
Have Brady, you lose your job, even if you've...
Who are you telling this to?
You, who thinks he's very, very good.
I do think
I
he's
don't
been
know
very,
where
very
you
good.
Are. Brady sucks. Brady's good. Brady's no, the I'm reason. Belichick's good. Brady's great without Brady. Belichick's great. I don't know
I've
where Paul
never,
is.
I've never, ever
Brady's
said...
Brady's great without
he's
Brady?
He's like the human tarp.
Brady sucks. That has
he's
never
all over
come
the place.
Out.
He's morphed into Brian Morey.
That has never come out of my lips. I've never said Brady sucks.
Check. In the postseason, he sucks.
The biggest reason for the Patriots' success... to me, has been Brady. And that stability at quarterback and coach. I don't think you can ignore that. I've never said Brady sucks. I would also throw in the pathetic nature of the AFC East, but, what are you going to
sure.
do?
Sure, but that falls in line with Brady. He sucks in the postseason when he stops playing the AFC East half the time.
All right, well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW.
But he's very, very good at drafting.
You might have thought that you were listening to a Jets podcast, but that's not the case.
No, we said the AFC sucks, and I'd include the Jets in there.
I don't even think we ever even mentioned
we'll see
Jets.
You next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.